radio station. This is Rover's Morning Glory. Rover.
Confident in my manliness.
Dougie.
I almost put my pants.
Peter.
I'm known as the guy that wears panties.
Charlie.
I decided to pee on a shoe.
And Jeffrey.
Well, baby food, mother effer.
Streaming on roverradio.com. Rover's Morning Glory starts now.
What's happening? It is Thursday, July 2nd, 2020. Good morning. It's Rover's Morning Glory. I'm Rover. Dougie is here.
Good morning, sir.
Dieter is here.
Yo!
Yo, you're with us as well. 866-YO-ROVER. 866-967-6837. That's how you reach the show. Give us a call at that number. You can text us at that number. That comes into the studio in real time. But the best way, give us a call. 866-967-6837. I'll get to your email here in just a moment. Dieter, were you in the office sitting in there, or did you just walk in?
No, I just walked in.
Ah, okay. Dom, you were back there in the office, right? Where's Dom, our producer? Dom, tell me, I mean, as you're sitting there, what waddles down the hallway outside your door?
I thought I was a Lamaze class started outside of my room. That's the pregnant ladies go.
I thought it sounded like you're at the finish line of a marathon.
She is so overdramatic.
What did she do?
Oh my God. Well,
just what I just imitated.
No, but why?
These back elevators. Seth? Get in there. They're broken, of course. You know, I've never seen a building where the elevators are broken as much as they are here. So
once a week,
you hit the button and it just immediately turns off. It's like it's not going to summon the elevator; won't open up,
right?
So she starts to walk to the front to the other elevator bank, which is far away. And I go, let's just go up the stairs. We've got and we're in a time crunch here.
Yeah, elevator would have been better.
Four flights.
Well,
not
and
that
she
bad.
Does that every day. Doesn't she leave during the commercial breaks and walk
That's
up
what
and
she
down
claims.
The stairs?
So then we get up about a flight. You know, we're on the fourth floor. We get up about a flight and a half of stairs.
No.
Yeah, and I get hit
on the third floor.
I go, we got to pick up the pace here.
I was hurting.
She's slowing down.
Flies are burning. Yes.
So then, of course, by the time you get to the last flight of steps, she and I was going to say her big fat ass, but I didn't say it.
Okay.
Taking up, you can't go around her because she's got all these bags in each arm. She's taking up the whole stairwell. You can't go around her, so you got to wait for her. She's going up step by step by step, and the whole time. So then we get in here, and you'd think you would catch your breath by the time you get off, you know, out of the stairwell, walk down the hallway by the equipment racks, turn the corner, come down our hallway. You'd think you would have caught your breath. Oh, no.
Sure.
The excuse was my favorite part, the reason why, the breathing. Did you hear it, Rover?
No, I did not. I know what the excuse is. The excuse is, hey, everyone, look at me. I just went up the steps.
No. You're not wearing a mask. You don't know how hard it is.
Oh, no, that's...
No, he was bitching because I was breathing everywhere.
It was because she was breathing. Right. Because she's breathing, and I'm behind her, and she's...
Wait, does she have a mask on?
She does.
Okay.
And I go... But still, I go, dude, you're breathing all over the place.
Put on a mask, big boss.
If you had a mask on, it wouldn't be a problem. I mean, I'm hyperventilating right now from just trying to imitate her. It was
it's perfect.
She is, you know, that she wasn't that out of breath.
She also recovered really quickly. Recovery.
Yeah, here she is.
Afterwards, just immediate, as soon as you pressed on the microphone.
No, it was once the audience was, you know, you're her audience. Once there's no audience, she gets in this room and the door shuts, it goes, okay, I'm fine now.
Yeah. Don't you take the stairs all the time?
Mm-mm. I do a lap once a day. I go down the back steps. I do go all the way down the entire length of the building, and then go up.
That's his point.
You're on the back steps, so you do take the stairs every. You do this.
I do one lap.
Right, but you go up the four flights of stairs.
Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah.
That's so. Hold on a second.
That's my question. Then yes, you do the stairs every day.
Yeah. By the way, it is impossible, if that's true, to be that out of breath. It's just impossible. Like.
Yeah, you build up a tolerance.
I'm not in shape, okay?
No, you're perfect.
But if I did that every day for 7 to 10 days, 7 days probably, I wouldn't be out of breath anymore going up to those four. No, we've talked about this.
No,
we've talked about how amazing it is, how you can build up your stamina very quickly.
You recover quick. You're still going to be out of breath, but you're going to get your breath back, I think, quicker. Because I do it every day, the stairs. Uh-huh. And I notice at first when I get to the top, you're out of breath. Yes.
Well, not going as slow as she was going.
I usually skip a stair, and I don't stop. But I realize now after doing it for a couple of weeks that I'm able to catch my breath quicker when I'm done.
That means you're getting in shape. That's what my football coach used to always say. Yeah. Everybody gets tired no matter what. It's how quickly you can recover. And I was never able to recover quick.
Yeah.
So, anyhow, we'll get to your email here in just a moment. But Doogie is...
amazing.
She is like one of the, I've seen those guys finish, you know, like some Ethiopian guy finish the New York City Marathon. He's just ran 26.2 miles, and they interview him. You just won the marathon. Oh, thanks, Phil. I did a great job. I kept on pace. I mean, not out of breath at all.
Yeah.
And she can't go up these flights of stairs. Austin, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Austin.
Rover, yo.
Yo, what's happening?
Hey, Dieter, yo.
Yo!
Hey, question for you. This weekend coming up with the WJLR-BM, I was curious, some of those songs I know have, you know, inappropriate language in them, and you guys play the edited ones. Are you guys going to be playing the unedited ones this weekend, or?
Well, most of the answer is most of them are unedited. I would say out of the ones that have bad language, probably about 85% are unedited. And there are a handful, and I hate them actually, that have bleeps in them on WJLRBM. But that's just because I don't have the unbleeped version. I know there's a Pearl Jam one, Charlie.
That's how they were made.
Yeah. Back in the day, Taint Smasher would make them bleeped. Now he sends them to us unbleeped. So most of them we have unbleeped. There's a couple that are still bleeped, but you will be able to get them in all their glory, Austin.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. And if you want a little bit of a secret, the free WJLRBM weekend is up right now. You don't have to wait until 12 noon, like in the promos. You can get the Rover Radio app. You can't get it on the website. At some point later today or tonight or tomorrow, we'll put it up on the website. I think maybe, but really it's just for the app, and it's even for RMG Plus subscribers. WJLRBM has only been available on the app. So download the app to your phone, your tablet, or your TV device. And you can enjoy WJLRBM radio in all its glory. Maybe wait. Maybe you should wait until 12 noon. Keep listening to our show before you flip on WJLRBM. David in Dayton, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, David.
Hi, how are you?
Yo,
Rover.
What's happening, my man?
Yesterday, our mayor here in Nanwaley decided to pass a ordinance with the city council making masks mandatory for anybody in a public space starting tomorrow.
Yes.
I just wanted to know how you felt about that.
You know, I haven't been going anywhere, so I haven't been wearing a mask. Maybe you get used to wearing a mask. I feel really awkward wearing a mask. I'm self-conscious about it, even though everyone else is wearing a mask. I just feel weird wearing a mask. I don't know why. It's right. A thing. But
yeah. I work out in the elements, so I'm a mechanic. I work on buses and trucks and cars and everything else. If I wear a mask, I'm going to be struggling hard on top of sitting in 90-degree heat in the middle of asphalt. So it's like...
But do you have to really wear that mask if you're out, like, fixing a bus on the outside or in a garage or on the side of the road? Do you have to wear a mask?
Yeah.
Really?
Any public situation. And since I'm a public employee... I have to.
You know, I will say, I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a researcher. It probably is the right thing to do for public officials to make an ordinance like this. It's probably the right thing. Now, that being said, I don't know. I mean, you remember at the beginning of this pandemic, they kept telling us, don't wear a mask. It doesn't do any good.
That was
and they had all
a
these,
long time ago.
I know, all these health
a
experts.
A long time ago. Robert.
I know.
Don't
so what are they going to tell us in another 3 months? All these health experts, all of them said, don't wear a mask. Doesn't do any good.
Now they're
telling you, forget like an actual mask. You can just like put a bandana over your face. There you go. Good enough.
That's not as effective.
But they've had more time to do more research.
Right.
Have they really done this research?
Yeah, you just described more time. That's more time for people to find out how it's spreading.
Mm-hmm.
At first, when it first came out in January, they didn't even think it transferred human to human at first. And then they realized it does transfer human to human.
So, David, look, it's probably the right thing to do. I think that we want to be as safe as possible. I don't particularly like it, but here's the thing. If everyone followed these, we could probably get back to actual normal life faster. If it continues to spread and get worse and worse and worse, it will take longer. I've heard of stories of places reopening, cities reopening. I've even heard cases, here locally of businesses reopening, big, companies. And then, you know, six people test positive for coronavirus and now they're going to shut down again. Yeah. So,
wear a mask.
David, good luck to you. Put little holes in your mask, you know, with a hole punch or something. Make it easier to breathe. Thank you.
The other thing with you and your mask, that feeling of being insecure is what people went through a couple months ago at first. Then you're like, I feel awkward without it.
She was just complaining about wearing that mask as she was coming up the steps.
I was not complaining. You're complaining because I was breathing heavy. I didn't complain because I had a mask on, you dumbass.
I went to the grocery store yesterday, didn't have a mask in the car, so I went in. I felt the shame.
I felt the shame of not
wearing the mask. Yeah. I swear people are staring at me like, who does
they
this
didn't,
a-hole
they didn't, think he is? They're not mandated at the grocery store?
No, certain stores they are. Whatever one I was at
because
yesterday wasn't.
How many videos have I seen of like these crazy chicks flipping out?
Well, those are nut jobs.
Because they're told, hey, you need to put on a mask. I saw one chick just take everything out of her cart and throw it throwing it on the ground one by one. Fine. This is what you want? Fine.
People are stupid.
But then people are also like.
But then I was watching. I'm like, she's kind of hot. I wish this video wasn't so grainy. She looked like she was. Yeah, not. There's another one where
you're talking about the old lady.
Not the Trader Joe's.
Not Trader Joe's. You're talking about the one in Dallas in the shopping cart.
Yes, yes, yes.
She hot? I don't remember.
Yeah, she looks pretty good.
Oh, okay. Well, no, I see all these anti-mask people saying that like, it's killing them. It's killing them to wear the mask, and their oxygen is being depleted.
Well, that's what I was going to say. It's funny that Charlie brings this up, because I went to the store yesterday, and I've kind of flip-flopped, but yesterday I wore a mask, and I went in, and all the people that aren't wearing masks are glaring at me for wearing one.
That's fine. You'll be the healthy one.
I guess, but...
They're looking at you like, look at this young guy wearing his mask. What a pussy.
They've made it a political issue now. Like
I know, it's like it's if you're for Trump, you don't wear a mask. If you're against Trump, you wear a mask, which is dumb. I mean, everyone should be wearing a mask, I guess. But I'm not going anywhere. I have not been out of my house in a public place in, I don't know. I couldn't tell you. So I haven't had a mask. Dean, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Dean.
Rover, yo.
Yo, what's happening?
Peter, yo.
Yo.
Hey, being that the WJLR thing is up now, are we able to buy the t-shirts now, or we still have to wait?
The t-shirts are up right now, a little bit, a few hours early. Yes, at roverradio.com.
Oh, I haven't seen them yet.
And well, I actually have one on right now. I have my.
Hey, you guys have a good 4th of July.
Thank you, Dean. Too. I have WJLR BM all the chart top and hits retro station t-shirt.
That's an old school radio.
Yes,
shirt.
This is a vintage radio back from the glory days of WJLR BM when it was when it was on AM radio, top 40 AM radio.
Sprayola.
Wixie on wax.
So I actually. I have shirts for everyone. I even brought one for Jeffrey LaRoque.
Of course.
Jeffrey, what size? What size? Oh, wait, hold on. Jeffrey, what's... Jeffrey, what size do you... Hello?
Well, it's Thursday, Rover. It's the fence job.
But I thought you talked to him about coming in, and he was coming in until 9 o'clock.
Yeah, I did. He goes, Theater, I'd be 50-50. I can't guarantee it. I go, you don't go until 9. Yeah, but still, you know, I got to get a jump start in the day.
No, that means he was out last night with some whore.
And he didn't ask. He didn't ask about his fence job.
Yeah, well, I knew he wasn't going to do that, but doesn't he start his fence job at 9?
Yeah. So why couldn't he come in for a few hours? It makes no sense. You're right. He probably went out.
He didn't need the money.
That's exactly right.
And he doesn't want to hear the songs, probably. He's like, oh, they're going to play the songs all day. I don't want to sit through them.
Well, today is the free WJLR BM, which you can get today and all through the 4th of July weekend.
You know what really annoys me the most about Jeffrey not being here today?
What's that?
Okay, well, he made this for today. He made this. He created this, okay?
Oh, I called him last night. He had a lot of orders to pull.
So...
Charlie, but his name is Mike, and I gotta tell you, this guy ain't nice. Again, this guy is a really bad dude. You wind up like the wreck of that crack V Bronco you used to use. That's a long schlong you have, my friend. I hope you trip over it again. Remember, it was really lame when a huge fat girl punched you in the face. And I'm still motorable with my face in the
part with
so wait a second, so he this is a rebuttal to a parody song that was made about you,
but the, but
so about how great you are, and this must have been his own rebuttal that he came up with.
The problem is, Rover, he came to me and said, I can't write parody songs, can you write it for me? So I had to write the parody song against myself and then help him record it, and then I sent it to Taint Smasher in Hollywood and said, hey, can you I can't put this to the music, can you work your magic and please put this to the music because he's so offbeat.
Yes.
And so Taint Smasher, I think it took him 3 hours.
He said, oh, my God. Yeah.
He said he was pushing the technical limits of the current technical limits of his computer to get this on. And so a lot of work went into the parody song against me, and he's not even here. But I had to write and to help Jeffrey record.
Well, and now he doesn't even show up.
No.
Can't be bothered.
Good job, Charlie.
I'm going to take credit for all the lines.
I'm going to give you credit because you're here.
Some of those were his own.
His own zingers against you?
Giant Johnson.
He wanted that in their bag.
He wanted that in their bag.
He kept saying, I need to make fun of your giant wiener.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I'll put that in if you want.
Let me read you a couple of emails here. Jayville writes, "Yo Rover, yo Dieter, stop. Just stop. I am rolling over laughing. I understand that perhaps the general public is not aware that Fox News is staged as a Christian values, family-oriented network, but your news person does not know that? In the least, I can count on you for a good laugh. Thanks for a great show, and enjoy your weekend and time off." I don't know how she didn't... She's like, Fox News? They like...
Well, because they're so not.
Conservative Christian?
I
like,
mean,
that's a thing? What? They hold themselves up to be Christian?
Sexual harassment stories through the years.
Oh, my God. Every year it's the war on Christmas. You don't know about how, oh, my God, they can't, they're not saying, basically list any store that says, say Happy Holidays instead of Merry Christmas, and then they shame that store. You don't know anything about this?
Starbucks Red Cup?
I do. Of course, I do those stories. Who cares? Everybody talks about that stuff.
No, I don't associate. No, they don't. No, they don't.
Okay.
It's, oh, yeah, yeah. Let's see here. Jake writes, Jeffrey saying his wife found white turkey is BS.
What?
That's this is the diner. I live in Conneaut. Even we find it to be just okay. The only reason he came out there was because of Tammy Fake. I have no doubt. Yeah, so there. It is suspicious that Jeffrey drove an hour and 20 minutes to get to some diner. And it just so happens to be right near where this new squeeze of his lives. Anonymous writes, Rover, I'm in law enforcement. Let me save this. I'll read this right after the break. Because Dieter, or someone asked, what happens? There was a story in the news yesterday. What happens if you jump out of an airplane and you don't have a parachute? And like some guy, he jumped out of a plane, had the parachute on, but when he landed, no parachute. We don't know what happened. That was in the news yesterday.
They can't find it.
And this guy says he works in law enforcement. He responded to a scene of this a few years ago.
That's good.
I haven't read the whole email. I just read the first two lines. We'll find out what he has to say. But someone asked yesterday, what do you look like? I think he might answer it here in this email.
Real quick, Rover, before you go to break.
Yes.
But I don't want you to hand out those t-shirts yet, because I'm going to commandeer those, and we're going to use those as part of a game that Charlie and I have for later on. So,
a game?
So we're going to do a little game at 8:30.
All right. Is this a well-thought-out game? Sometimes they have these games,
you?
And then...
How dare you?
I don't think that's ever happened.
I don't on this show for one bit. I'd like one example.
Is DMC going to break in?
Yeah.
Shut up.
All right, let me take a break. Yeah. We'll be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Dumb down your smart device with Rover's Morning Glory. Tell it to play 100.7 WMMS on iHeartRadio. Previously on Rover's Morning Glory.
Oh, no!
It continues. Now.
The shizzy is coming up in just a moment. What do you have on the way, Dougie?
So the NFL wants to draw fans, and they just want to operate as close to normal as possible regarding the whole pandemic. So what they are going to do, some ideas to make it as normal as possible, plus a story that might make Dom's fiance cry. I'll have that story as well.
We'll get to that in just a moment. Brendan in Dayton, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Brendan.
Yo, Rover.
Yo, what's happening?
Hey, so I've been listening to your show for 3 years since I moved to Dayton, and I wanted to say thank you because I really appreciate it. It's definitely what makes Dayton great.
Well, thank you for listening.
So, hey, anyway, I wanted to get your thought process on this because I know as a gun carrier, for concealed carry, I work in healthcare, so I absolutely agree with everybody wearing a mask. I don't think that it's going to stop from getting sick, but it is going to stop from you, you know, spreading it around. So I do fully support that. But being a concealed carry gun owner, if you're wearing a mask, it's against the law. And with how crazy things are right now in this time, with people randomly getting attacked on a daily basis, you know, over nonsense. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, what's interesting is I don't know how they could mandate, you're in a catch 22 here. So I don't know what laws are in place in Dayton for masks, but if they say you must wear a mask when you're out, I don't know how they can say that, because it would be akin to saying, well, you can't carry a concealed weapon then, right?
Right.
And that would be a constitutional violation. So but on the other hand, people always think, well, you know, I can do this and that with my gun or my concealed carry or this or that. You know, I'm an upstanding guy. I'm not a criminal. Everything will be all right, even if I don't follow the letter of the law. Exactly. I wouldn't trust that either. People get charged with gun crimes all the time. I would say to you, Brendan, that being said, I might take the chance. I think I might continue carrying. You're wearing a mask. I think if they want to give you any sort of charge, if wearing a mask is mandated, I think you could win that in court if you needed to. Now, if a mask isn't mandated, then what does he do, Dieter, at that point?
If you don't have to wear one?
If he doesn't have to wear one, but he wants to wear one, but he also wants to carry a gun, what does he do at that point?
Just wear the mask.
And forget the gun?
No, and have the gun.
Oh.
I don't think that's a written rule, Rover, that if you have a CCW, you can't wear a mask.
That's what he said.
That's a Facebook thing going around. I keep looking it up. I think it's state by state. And the sheriff is saying, no, there's no official rule with that. I think you can still have a mask and have the CCW.
Hmm.
Just get those ones with the your face printed on it.
Yeah, I heard about those.
Look at that. See?
Yeah, here's one with your face printed on it. It just kind of blends into your face. You don't even really see the mask.
Problem solved.
Or maybe one, Brendan, with your name and social security number printed on it. Therefore, anyone who could identify you. And because that would be the goal of saying you can't wear a mask with a gun is we don't want you to do, you know, we want people to be able to identify you. So, yeah, I think maybe your name, phone number, social security number, credit card number. Send me all that info. I'll print you up a mask. And that's probably your best bet.
Sounds good.
All right. Thank you, Brendan.
I'll be right on top of it.
All right. Yes, I'll be waiting for it. And my my Nigerian prince that I know, and he'll also be. He's going to wire you $5 million once we get your email address. Thank you, Brendan. Here's the guy that writes, I started to read this. I only got a line and a half in.
Oh, the plane guy? The plane story? All right.
Rover, I'm in law enforcement, and years ago, sometime in 2006 in Geauga County, I responded to an incident where a parachuter jumped out of a plane, but the parachute never opened. The guy landed on pavement and basically exploded on impact.
Really?
This happened out in the country, and people three houses down from where it happened said that it sounded like a shotgun blast in their front yard. The body had deflated, and there were pink blotches all over the road, approximately 50 yards from the main part of the body.
Sheesh.
I thought that one of the volunteer firefighters had possibly puked in the road from seeing this, but the pink blotches were actually pieces of the parachuter. It was not a pretty sight, and those are images I will never forget. When the coroner arrived on scene, he had to use a bunch of separate plastic bags to collect the internals of the person. Wow. I remember looking down the road and seeing the coroner pulling some type of rope very slowly with his two hands from under the white sheet that was covering the main body. He was actually carefully putting the intestine in a bag.
That was the rope?
Yeah.
I've seen that before, the videos where somebody jumps off a building, and when they do hit the ground, it does sound like a gun blast.
Oh, it's loud, yeah.
Yeah.
And then they bounce. Maybe I've seen someone explode like that. I think it depends on the angle that you land at, too, I suppose.
And with the height. I mean, if it's more a plane, that's different than a high rise.
Well, you'd still reach terminal velocity. I don't think it would really be
no difference. Any different.
No.
A plane versus a high rise?
That's right. Because you reach a maximum speed and then you don't go any faster than that. Terminal velocity.
TV.
Yeah. I mean, Charlie, he's seen the movie. Remember that movie, Terminal Velocity?
Yeah, you've seen it.
I love it.
Who stars in it?
Sylvester Stallone.
Billy Baldwin.
You might be right.
I love Billy Baldwin.
Dennis in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Dennis.
Yo, Rover, what's up?
Yo, what's happening?
Dieter.
Yo!
Hey, man, first time caller, dude. I've been listening to you guys for years, though.
Thank you.
Yeah, man. Hey, I just wanted to comment on the whole concealed carrier thing.
Yes.
With the mask. There's a few different laws. From my understanding, I've read up on it because people have told me. It used to be illegal to wear a mask, but considering everything that's going on now, it's only illegal if a crime is committed while carrying a firearm and wearing a mask. From my understanding, and I looked it up, and that's what I found.
By the way, I'm guessing that probably wouldn't dissuade anyone since it's already illegal to commit a crime with a gun. You just throw a mask charge on top of that. I mean,
exactly.
So I just be careful. I would tell anyone that I fully support people carrying their guns, and you don't know what kind of weirdness you could run into at any given time. And by the same token, you want to wear a mask too. Apparently, that's what the experts are telling us these days. So, I think take your chances. Do both. Jamie, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Jamie.
Hey guys, what's going on?
Hi, what's happening?
I'm the fiance. My fiance called in yesterday.
Oh yes, I think it was near the end of the show. This guy called.
Yes.
And he was almost crying. Saying that his ex-fiance now wouldn't talk to him. They got in a fight. She threw the ring. She took the ring off her finger and threw it. And it kept peeling the stories back. It kept getting more and more layered. It started out like, no, it's just a little spat that we had. And then
she was hungry.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah, she was just hungry. Eat. And then, we were drinking all day. Well, then I grabbed her and...
We were not drinking all day. He had one twisted tea. So he was not drunk. So you can stop right there with that.
Wait a second. And that's not what he told us.
He said you guys were canoeing or cabrewing and drinking beers all day.
He only had... Yeah, he said you guys were drinking...
I all day. I said...
Oh, he's on.
Yeah, he's here. He's here.
Can you go back? Did he not say he was... Did he say he was drinking?
He didn't say all day.
I was drinking if you only had one drink?
He's just being honest. He did have
I was smoking.
Smoking
yeah,
weed?
He's more of a drink or a smoker than a drinker.
All right, yeah.
Okay, so he was high, not drunk.
Illegal substances.
Yeah, but...
Stop. Yeah, and then also there was so much more leading up to that because I was supposed to originally have the day off to celebrate our engagement, and my thermostat went bad in my car, so I brought it to work to get it fixed, and I ended up getting stuck at work all day when I wasn't even supposed to be there in the first place. So I was already irritated with that.
Uh-huh.
And then I didn't really want to go kayaking that day because I was already in a bad mood. And I also have anxiety, and I didn't have my medication, so that added to it. There was just so much to it. And
she was hungry.
I was hungry. And I told Charlie yesterday on the aftermath, I held my pee for half an hour.
What's your fiance's name?
So, Nathan.
Nathan. Take that ring back, Nathan.
He said, take the ring back.
Don't subject yourself to a life of torture. I don't even know what he said, but I'm telling you, how this is going to turn out.
Not everybody has a B2, Rover. Not everybody has a B2.
I know, but not everyone has someone who gets hungry and it turns into a damn near a fist fight.
Yeah, what happened with the whole grabbing the hand?
See, OK, Okay, see, now that you're talking to me, you want to make it sound like, oh, well, she's the crazy one. Well, when you were talking to him, you were sitting
there. You're both crazy! Yeah. You're both crazy!
What happened with the hand grabbing?
Why do you guys even want to talk to me? Why was it such a big deal that you want
to
talk
to me? Listen to how easy she is to rile up. And you're gonna marry this? No wonder. And the guy's like, no, we never fight. I've been talking to her for 45 seconds. I could tell it's nonstop fighting.
They already started fighting while you were on the phone with them.
You insult people constantly.
Oh, my God.
Tell me what happened with the hand grabbing. What happened with that?
What happened was I was trying to move him away from the driver's side door, and he had grabbed my hand just too tight. That's all that had happened, and it did upset me.
Is this before or after he ripped the key out of the ignition and bent the key?
It was before.
Ah, okay. All right. Well, it all sounds innocent, doesn't it, Dieter? It's all, you know, this is definitely, right. So yesterday, she wanted nothing to do with him. Now she's defending him. See, look, I'm a matchmaker. I've taken her hatred towards him, and I've put it on me.
On you, exactly.
It's not that I didn't want anything to do with him yesterday. I was at work, and I answer phones for a living, so it's kind of hard to sit there with phones ringing and talk to you guys.
Well, why would he call? He said you wanted nothing to do with him. Why would he call
needed space. I needed space to calm down. I mean, what other person in this world wouldn't want space after an argument just to calm things down?
Mm-hmm. So you guys never argue. This is like your first argument.
I mean, we get into, like, disagreements, but we never fight like that. It's never gotten to that point before.
How often do you disagree?
Maybe once a month.
Hmm. Well, what's your schedule look like? I think you guys should have Dumb DJ your wedding.
I messaged him yesterday about that.
Nice. Oh,
perfect. You guys were fighting yesterday. You're already talking about marriage?
Threw the ring. Took the ring off her finger and threw it in the by the side of the road.
We weren't fighting yesterday.
Yeah, that's not what he said.
Why did he call in then saying that you wouldn't talk to him?
Because I needed space to let everything just calm down. So I distanced myself for 2 days.
This is going to be a disaster. I know the guy doesn't want to hear it, but I mean, I could tell talking to her for 2 minutes, this is going to be a disaster of a marriage.
Passionate couple, Rover. Oh, this is how it is, man.
It's usually this ends up in domestic violence where it's like a murder suicide or something. You know, that's what I see happening in the future.
Violence, murder, suicide.
All right, Jamie. Well, contact Dom. He'll play your wedding and your funeral.
Oh, stop.
And
oh, my God.
And good luck to you. Bye. Jesus. Insane. That guy's nuts.
That's like the time that you tried to break up that fight with the girl and the guy, and then the girl started attacking you.
Turned on you.
Yeah,
exactly.
She turned on you.
Did you
hear
how quick she was to just jump on me? You know, oh, jeez. I'm just going by what your fiance told me when he called the show yesterday. Crying almost because you wouldn't talk to him, but now you weren't fighting. Okay. Oh boy. I'm sure we'll all work out though, right?
I don't know.
Doogie, are you ready for the shizzy?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Hit a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Do you guys remember Route 91 Harvest Music Festival in Las Vegas?
Who could forget
3 years ago?
This is the unbelievable shooting and yes, what about it?
So the guy who sold ammunition to the shooter, the Stephen Paddock, who ended up killing himself, the man behind the ammunition, he has been sentenced. He's gonna have to do prison time. So he's from Arizona. Douglas Haig is his name, 57 years old.
Do that was wrong?
He's going to spend 13 months in federal prison for manufacturing ammunition without a license.
That's a problem.
Agents said that they conducted a bunch of different interviews with the guy, and he admitted to meeting the shooter and selling him ammo, and Haig reportedly was not authorized to sell it and didn't have a federal firearms license. So he's going to do 13 months.
You got to think about that when you're doing stuff like that, because what's the big deal? But then something like, you don't know what someone's going to do with your ammunition. They trace it back to you. Well, how much is this? How much jail time is this guy getting?
13 months.
Yeah, there was a. Oh. I just threw the story out, but one of the parts of the story said that when they went into the room where he was shooting down at the crowd.
Yeah, from Mandalay Bay.
Yeah, yeah, they found boxes with mailing labels, shipping labels, with that guy, his information.
All right.
So they tracked it back.
Yeah, it's not hard to find the guy. Oh,
oh man!
What's this from? Should I put a mask on?
I think so.
It's probably too late at this point.
Yeah, it's in here.
Oh,
what is going on? Is that from the stairs still?
No, I don't know what that's from. A judge ruled that.
Yeah, why don't you put a mask on?
Yeah,
that's about,
is that the point?
That. Yeah.
This is a great day.
A judge ruled that publisher Simon & Schuster may move ahead with releasing the Trump family tell-all. So we had told you that the judge said, we're going to go ahead and meet next week. They have a trial date set, but now a judge said, we're going to go ahead and turn that over. So
lower your microphone. It would sound better. It's like pointed at you. There you go. Okay, go on.
The NFL news I had teased earlier, the league is considering requiring fans who attend games this fall to sign a liability waiver as preemptive protection against lawsuits claiming the virus has contracted in the stands, possibilities that they just want to protect themselves. So
well,
some of
I don't know how anyone would prove that. You go to an event and then you want to sue them and go, oh, I got coronavirus here. Well, how would you be able to track that? I mean, in a court of law. Or if you want to sue them, you'd have to prove that. And you'd have to prove that you got it there and that they were negligent. So maybe you could prove their negligence, but how would you prove that you got it there? That would be impossible.
The NFL, obviously, they want fans to go and have fun. So they're trying to think of different things that they can do. They don't know how they're going to screen for COVID-19, but the report said an electric questionnaire is more likely than turnstile temperature checks. So, I don't know if you've been drinking.
Questionnaire?
Right.
Are you going to be doing this with your pen, or is it going to be vocal?
I agree with you. I don't...
That's touching stuff. That's so... Anyway...
By the way, no one is going to... Yeah, I do have a fever and a cough. No, everyone's going to go, no.
Exactly.
No.
I heard the preseason games are going to be from 4 to 2 now. They cut that in half, so that's a good thing.
Yes.
When does that start?
What, the first one? The first preseason? August?
It does. Okay. So there's a lot of rumors out there.
Or will it be September if they've cut two?
No, because September's the first game, is the actual kickoff, is the first after, what is that, Labor Day weekend, that Monday? The first game is Thursday.
Oh, okay.
After that.
A lot of rumors saying that Ellen DeGeneres' talk show is on the chopping block. So
what?
A lot of reports out there that ratings are down and so many accusations of the comedian being really mean and people hating her behind the scenes. So the Ellen DeGeneres show reportedly fell 14% in the ratings to a new season 17 low. So
to a new season 17 low. What? What
season is it? 17.
Oh,
we've been saying that for years, how people tell us she's so rude, so mean to work with.
Yeah, but someone has had an axe to grind against her because there were just a flurry of stories about what a horrible person she was. It was like being machine gunned out to the media about a month or two ago.
No, it's everybody's personal stories from Twitter.
Was it?
Yeah, somebody said, here's my interaction with Ellen. And then people would reply, here's what I know about her. Here's what
Some
I know
comedian,
about her.
Some comedian, yeah. Kevin Porter went on Twitter and said, does anyone have
stuff
any...
Like- She, a server, didn't have her nails painted, and Ellen complained to the manager, and the girl got fired, or something along those. Those are the types of stories that were coming out.
You think those are true?
I don't know. That seems like a pretty ridiculous story.
I mean, I would say, you know, what? She would be a bitch if she did stuff like that. But you know, look, here's the thing. People, and I do not have the level of celebrity that Ellen DeGeneres has, or the money that she has, or as big a penis as her. But, you know, people, sometimes it's a big deal when you run into them, but they get that nonstop every single day. And if they aren't as engaging as you'd like them to be, it's because they've been engaging to the past 1,000 people over this week, And maybe they're having a bad day. Maybe their dog died that day. I mean, unless they are an actual bitch, I give people the benefit of the doubt.
But there's also people that I've worked with or that say before the show, it's like, hey, Ellen, get out of my way. And then she goes on when the cameras are on. Hey, everybody, it's a dance party.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe she is a bitch. I don't know. But they're going to cancel the show? It's doing that poorly? I thought that was a huge show.
I thought it was the number one daytime show.
If you keep reading, there's the production company for Ellen says, no, that is not true.
Of course, they have to say that.
Of course, they're going to say that.
I'm just telling you what they're saying. But I can see why it would be down. It's boring. She's sitting at home. I mean, it's not the same show that it was before. It's not as upbeat. They're not doing all the games to the extent that they were before. So it's a much different show. So of course the ratings are going to be down.
How's
B1
handling this potential news?
I don't think she knows about it. Okay. She does disappoint her to hear all of that stuff about Ellen. She sees it, and she says she will be absolutely devastated if she found out any of it were true. If there were actual evidence or proof, that would really upset her. Because she had nothing.
She loves, your fiance loves Ellen DeGeneres.
And she had the complete opposite experience of what everybody else is describing. Everybody in her staff was nice.
Did Ellen have any interaction with her?
Off camera?
I'm guessing probably not. Yeah, any interaction off camera?
Nothing off camera, no. Yeah. No.
The only instruction she
was given regarding Ellen was, Ellen's back hurts, so if you are going to hug her, don't squeeze too hard. That's it. She's got a bad back right now. Don't hug her too hard. You're welcome to hug her, just don't crush her.
All right.
That's a reasonable request. That's why when I hear all these goofy things, I'm like, people say you can't even look at her when she walks in the room. I think she's just a demanding boss, to be quite honest with you. And sometimes if you don't live up to those demands, she probably cuts you or treats you like crap.
All right, fatty. Now get back there and book a guest.
I like this one tweet that I see here. She has a sensitive nose, so everyone must chew gum from a bowl outside her office before talking to her. And if she thinks you smell that day, you have to go home and shower.
It's working with Doozy. I mean, I didn't want to say it, but that right there is like...
That's me.
Yeah. I mean, she actually complained. One of them was that... On the lot next to hers, they were cooking barbecue, and because she's a vegetarian, she went outside and told them to stop because she could smell the meat
cooking.
And it was a guy's...
That's such a goofy story. Come on.
I bet that's true.
Retirement party. It wasn't just a regular barbecue.
Oh, really?
Like, this guy was retired. He was there for how many years?
I would have put Ellen on the grill. Yeah. Grill her up.
There you go. That's a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
This 4th of July weekend, celebrate your independence and Jeffrey's incontinence. WJLR-BM, the all-JLR parody song radio station, is free for everyone all through the holiday weekend. So, even if you're grilling on charcoal, we'll be cooking with gas. Listen for free on the Rover Radio app for your phone or TV. Plus, grab your limited edition WJLR station t-shirt at roverradio.com. Hear Jeffrey's bombs bursting on air. Ba-da-da-da. All 4th of July weekend.
You can load up the Rover Radio app right this very minute. We launched it a little bit early, WJLRBM free weekend. So you can download the Rover Radio app to your phone, your tablet, or your Apple TV, Roku, Android TV. You can download it there as well. Download the Rover Radio app and listen to WJLRBM live parody radio station. All parodies, all the time. Every Jeffrey parody ever. I think you'll love it, and it will be great this 4th of July weekend. And the WJLRBM retro style t-shirt is up at roverradio.com right now as well. Show your colors. Show your support for your favorite radio station of all time, WJLRBM. Did you know it's the number one Jeffrey parody station in the world?
The world?
That's right. Number one. WJLRBM. Get the t-shirt at roverradio.com right now. Since we launched early, there's no banner or anything on the website. You just click store in the menu. And it will take you right there to order the t-shirt. Or you can click through on the app. There's links in the app. You should see it where it says to order there. But get that. And it's only on sale this weekend. And this weekend only. It's, I guess today is included in this weekend.
So you can order that right now at roverradio.com. We'll be right back. Hang on. Heart Radio Station.
Dumb down your smart device with Rover's Morning Glory. Tell it to play 100.7 WMMS on iHeartRadio.
Rover wants to tell you how he really feels,
but he wasn't born with enough middle fingers to express himself.
F you guys. All right, here we go.
Rover's Morning Glory.
What do you have planned for the 4th of July weekend, Dieter? You doing anything?
Well, the 100 beer weekend. I told you.
Oh, yeah, to do that. All right, so explain what you're trying to accomplish.
I think we were talking around the office one day. I think Dumb said his dad used to do this every Memorial Day weekend. He's trying to drink 100 beers over the 4-day holiday weekend.
Yeah.
So since we have a holiday weekend, I'm like, oh, this would be a perfect time. Just a personal challenge. I'm going to try to do 100 beers. So today, Friday, Saturday, and then Monday. So I'm going to do an extra day, 5 days. So it's 20 beers a day. Just kind of coast all day, get a constant buzz, always feeling good.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a couple barbecues, so I'll make it easy just to eat and drink all day. Just some light beers. And I got one day I'm just going to do a bunch of yard work just outside in the sun, drinking beers. See if I could crush 100.
Now,
I got 4 cases, so it's really officially, it's 96.
I know you can do it. I know it.
Well,
I've seen it done.
I might have to one-up you. I'm thinking we have all of next week. It's another one of our unpaid vacations here at iHeartRadio.
Right.
1,000 beer long week.
I was going to say
starting today. By the time we come back to work in 10 days or whatever it is, 1,000 beers.
I'm going to top that. 1,000 bottles of champagne. Okay? Just every day I'm going to take one to the dome.
Now, here's the key, Dieter. All those barbecues and stuff you were talking about, you need to get there early and help them set up and drink during the setup. Because my dad was always putting up tents or tables and chairs and always helping set up for all these parties and stuff. So this is the way you can get through it, is you're constantly doing stuff, constantly. If you're just sitting around drinking, you'll never
Not going to happen. He has to keep himself busy.
Yes, active, constantly active parties.
I don't think he's going to do it. Are you going to keep each can or bottle and stack them up so that we can see at the end?
I could.
And will you do that? Yeah. Even if you're going to a barbecue, you have got to take like a bag to put your bottles. Are you bottle or cans?
Cans.
You got to, okay, then you have to bring a bag and put your own cans in there. And then make like a little can pyramid or something.
Look like a homeless person. Have a shopping cart
like
full of cans.
Carrying all our stuff into work every day.
Some places, I'm sure, will have a keg. So you're going to have to throw your Solo cups or whatever, your plastic cups that you're drinking. Save those, too, because a lot of that was keg beer for him. Because there was always like little reunions and stuff throughout the weekend.
Who gets kegs anymore?
Yeah. I go to keg parties.
People. Every weekend I see somebody with a keg, pretty much. Tons of people.
My brother-in-law has a setup in his garage. He gets kegs and he has a bar pool.
A kegerator.
This guy's living the life, this brother-in-law of yours. He's got a kegerator. Doesn't he have a Lamborghini?
A Bitcoin
that's
the
other
one.
Oh, that's the other?
Yeah. So I think they're competing. One has a sweet-ass garage. Uh-huh. Other one has a Lamborghini.
Uh-huh.
Used. Uh-huh. By the way, it's not like a rich miser here.
Does he ever drive this? Because I know as soon as he got it, you said he was trying to sell it like immediately.
Yeah, that didn't work out.
To flip it.
That was last summer. He got it to sell it by August.
Uh-huh.
Nobody bought it.
Who's going to buy it in the winter, going into the winter?
Well, anywhere in the States. And then all of a sudden, this happens to the pandemic. Nobody's buying, wants to buy it.
So he's stuck with a Lamborghini.
Yeah, he's like, I guess I'm just going to keep it for now.
Do you know what kind it is?
Oh, 2003.
Yeah, but like what?
Diablo, Countach.
Gallardo, probably.
I don't know. It's like 90,000 in 2003. So if I saw it, I would know it. But
it's a Gallardo, probably, I'm guessing.
Is that the lower end one?
Yeah, it's, well, I mean,
as far as
low end when you talk about Lamborghini, but yeah, it's like the entry level Lamborghini.
Does he actually drive it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's sweet. Have you been in it?
Yeah.
Is it sweet?
Yeah, it's pretty badass. If I had the money, I'd buy it from him, right? I don't have it. Do you want a quick story from Attitude getting yelled at?
What is it, Chris?
tell the story.
What happened?
So me and Dieter go over to the bathroom. Just separately, we happen to cross paths right outside. And they're reworking the whole floor because they're renovating the other side. And
the dumbest setup in the history of this building.
I don't know what they're thinking with this new bathroom setup, but basically you have to walk all the way around to the far side, and there's this new door that's never been there before. So Dieter opens the door, and right when he opens the door, there's a guy putting plaster up right behind him, and he just gets smacked with the door, basically.
Right in the chest. He's like, oh! And I'm like, oh, I didn't see you there. It's like a door, and now you need a key card to get past this door to get into the bathroom.
Yeah.
Huge pain in the ass.
Also, keep in mind, as Dieter opens the door, he goes, this is the dumbest setup I've ever seen. And he swings the door open and hits this guy, and the guy almost drops his plaster.
Construction worker, yeah.
This older guy, never even seen him here before. So we both go into the bathroom. And then when it's double doors, so when both the doors shut, Dieter goes, dude, if you don't want to get hit with the door, you got to make a sign or something. Like, I don't know what you want me to do. So we both go to the bathroom.
Dieter says that to the guy?
No, he says that to me.
As I'm walking in, I'm like, dude, if you had a sign up, we would know, you know, guy standing behind the door doing plaster, be careful. There's no sign. It's just a door.
And this is in the bathroom after both doors have shut. So, and he says it under his breath. So Dieter goes to the bathroom, finishes, he leaves. I wash my hands, I leave. And as I'm leaving, the guy goes, it's not in my union contract to make signs.
Thinking Mattitude said it.
Yeah, I didn't even say anything.
He didn't know who said it. He's like, it's probably just that guy. That punk said it.
Oh, and what a jackass. Dude, if you don't want to get hit with the door, make a freaking sign.
Well, it's not in his union contract.
Right. To keep getting hit with the door, dumbass.
You do 20 seconds of extra work.
Right.
He's going to have to file a grievance with the union.
Do you think
something.
He's getting hit all day?
Yes.
Because I didn't go over there
yet. Probably why he's pissed off. Because he's gotten hit with the door 20 times. The door's never even been there.
After we went in, then Corey, the board op, he went in behind us. I'm sure he hit the door.
Mm-hmm.
Snitzer went to the bathroom. Did you hit the door?
No, but I told, right when I came back, I told Dom, I go, dude, this guy's cranky. I wonder why he's so cranky.
He said he seemed like the guy was a little put out by the whole situation. Like, I mean, I can get it. Just every 20 minutes, there are people coming through trying to use that bathroom. He probably thinks there are other bathrooms here that we can use.
There's not.
We're just being jerks and trying to use that. But that's it. That's our only option.
Douchey's been complaining about this bathroom setup for the past week. I don't know what they have going on. I haven't even been over there, actually.
Oh, it's a cluster F, Rover. It's a complete cluster F. I don't know who signed off on it. Nothing makes sense. It's a complete maze now. You just get lost. It takes extra time to go.
From my understanding, the way the buildings, anybody could just use that bathroom.
Yeah, it's
now.
A public restroom.
It's a public restroom now.
Oh, that's great.
The key card is to, you use your key card to leave, to basically leave the building into the open lobby.
Yeah.
And then you're in a bathroom that anybody could just ride up the elevator and just go in.
Well,
the bathroom.
No, I don't think that's what it is. No, it is. Because there's three elevators on our floor. So I think what the idea is when they renovate the other side of the floor, one of those elevators is only going to go to that suite.
No,
that's not it.
No.
Wrong.
Okay, because I thought that was just a common area between the two suites where you almost need a key card to get into each one.
You will need it.
Yeah, but so it's not a public restroom.
Oh, it's not then? Okay.
You have to work in either iHeart or whatever's going over there.
No, that first door is going to be open.
No, the first door that we currently have will be gone, and then anybody that's in the lobby can just go to the bathroom.
Man, what the hell?
So I guess they're trying to save some money here at iHeart. So every few years, they reduce our footprint of our office. We used to have the entire fourth floor. Do you remember those days?
Yes, we had an extra bathroom over there that we could go to. We had two full bathrooms.
Essentially, it's like Fortnite. It keeps getting smaller and smaller and smaller. And eventually, we'll just all be crammed into our little studio.
Yeah, this hallway.
The sales department will be in the fart box.
Right.
There's no one working here anymore. They used to have 200 people. Now they have 40 or whatever. I don't know.
But when you go to the women's bathroom, there's only two stalls, and there's some dude that sits right out there. So when I have to poop, he knows exactly what's going on.
He's timing you.
He is.
Dougie was complaining about that yesterday. She's like,
he's annoying.
Gone to poop twice, and every time this guy just stares at me. Yeah. And then I'm in there for 5 minutes, and I come out, and he's staring at me as I come out, so he knows what I've been doing in there.
Yes, it's uncomfortable.
And she's embarrassed by it.
Wait, who is it? Is it a guy
that works here?
At a cubicle?
No, he's in an office.
In an office, just watching you crap.
Yes.
That's not a guy to piss off, though. It'd be nice.
What? I don't know what his role is.
I think it's the HR guy.
Yeah.
Okay, then that's HR inappropriate.
He's timing people how long they spend in the bathroom.
Make sure it's not time
marking
theft.
You down.
Time theft.
So I'm going to file a claim with him?
Yes.
He's probably filing claims. He's catching whiffs of your dumps and saying, I can't work in these conditions.
Toxic work environment.
Yeah, I just went into the women's room here, and they've sealed up both walls. So we have no bathroom.
I don't know what the hell they're doing over here. Maybe it'll all make sense once they're done. But
no. When you look at it, Rover, you haven't seen it. It's a mess.
No, I haven't looked at it.
The one door we used to have here, now they sealed that off. Instead of keeping it open, just putting a key card right there that we can access would make total sense, wouldn't it? You need a key card to go in and out of that door. Instead, they walled that off. So you have to walk all the way around and then use a key card on a door they'd had to put up with this plaster guy.
Robert, how are you not going to the bathroom? You okay?
He's just holding it.
Let's see. The last time I went to the bathroom here was, I don't know, maybe Monday or something.
Wall was closed off. I mean, yeah. You have to deal with the wall that they put that wall in last week.
What wall?
Wall that won't allow you to go into the bathroom anymore.
Well, we have to do
from this side, from this hallway. Yeah, that's been done.
That door has only been up today.
Yeah, so I haven't seen whatever they've been
working.
You
have to have your key card to go to the bathroom now.
Clayton in Allentown, Pennsylvania. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Clayton.
Yo, Rover.
Yo, what's happening?
Yo, Dieter.
Yo!
All right, so I'm actually looking for some advice. Earlier this morning, you heard the beginning of a soon-to-be failed marriage. Well, mine has failed. Mm. And I know you guys have been divorced, and I'm wondering how you guys deal with the emotions that your soon-to-be ex-wife is exuding throughout the time that you're still living together before it actually happens.
Well, the only person here on the show that's been divorced is Dom, but no one else on the show has been divorced. He's talking about these callers that a guy called in yesterday and he was crying that his fiance wasn't talking to him. They've broken up and they had a big fight and she threw the ring and on the side of the road and all this. And then she calls in today and wow. Now they're not fighting. I got the whole story wrong, Rover. I mean, if this guy's getting, I mean, it's going to be spousal abuse, obviously. Who wears the pants in that relationship?
Her, without a doubt.
Yeah.
He was in the back quivering.
Right.
Like, what's Rover
you
saying?
You can hear him in the back. Right.
Quiet.
I think they're a great couple.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it'll work out. So, Clayton, Dumb maybe will be able to give you some advice, but I'm assuming you didn't cheat on your wife with a prostitute in Nevada like he did, or with a 19-year-old stripper like he did. So I don't know how pertinent his advice will be. What happened in your marriage?
My wife had a big problem with talking to other dudes. And, I mean, that's not the main reason. I got married entirely too early. It's actually kind of embarrassing if I would reveal my age. I mean, I am 20 years old, married, got an apartment and everything.
How old were you when you got married?
19.
Oh, my God. And this marriage only lasted a year?
It's good. Just get out now.
Yeah. End it.
Yeah.
Is this your high school sweetheart?
Yeah, it is.
Just get out.
Yeah.
You're 20.
Don't be sad about it. You'll be fine.
Who cares?
I agree. I mean, you have your whole life ahead of you. Everyone does stupid things, stupid mistakes. Yours was just a little bit dumber than a lot of people's. But you have, trust me, and I don't know what the issue is here, but 10 years from now, 5 years from now, you're going to be banging some hot-ass babe, and you're going to go, geez, I was so stupid when I was married to that chick. You're not even going to sweat it. You're not going to worry about it.
I know. It's just, I tried to talk to her about getting a divorce before. And like the days after that, she was just constantly crying and everything. And I felt terrible about it. So I eventually got to the point where I was just like, you know what? We can at least try to make it work a third time. And it's just like, we're constantly fighting. It's never like I don't have a single day where I'm fully happy without somehow being intoxicated.
This is why I would tell people don't get married. Now I eventually got married and I'm happy. My wife is the best. In fact, probably the best wife of all time. So that's why I married her. I don't know who in their right mind would sign up for a life of misery like this, like that couple earlier. They're fighting. I mean, Who needs that kind of hassle? I have enough hassle in my life. I don't need someone else hassling me. And these people who tried to stay together in these marriages, Clayton's miserable. Miserable. Dumb was miserable in his marriage.
Yep.
Have you filed for a divorce, or are you still?
No, no, we actually just talked about it yesterday, but I'm at the point where I don't want to cave again and think, well, maybe I should try to make it work, because at this point, it's just torturing myself.
There's no making it work. Feelings. Trust me. If you're this miserable after 1 year of marriage, you know, if I came to you, if I got on the air 10 or 15 years from now and I said, you know what, B2 and I are getting a divorce. You go, okay, it was 15 years. Right now, everything's great. We've been married. It's going to be 2 years in a couple weeks. 2 years. Now, everything's great. Maybe 15 years from now, things will get bad or something. And we go, all right, this isn't working. Time to get a divorce. When you're in your first year of marriage and every day you're fighting and arguing, get out now. It's not going to get any better.
Also 20.
Yes.
The time to do it.
Yes.
And don't cave.
If she's talking to other guys, too, I mean, that sucks. Don't put up with that crap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Clayton, get out there. File for divorce. You probably don't have... Now's the time to do it. You don't have a lot of money. You're 20.
Do it before she gets pregnant.
Oh.
Because then you're...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you're like, really screwed.
Don't do the pity bang.
And yes, and don't believe...
No sex.
Don't have sex with her.
Yes.
Don't
believe that she's on birth control. She'll try to... Oh.
Stay with a friend.
Yeah. No, we don't need a condom tonight, honey. Yeah, no. Don't do it, dude. Trust me.
Yeah, Dom's still paying for it. Dom, how much money have you lost paying for child support?
Oh, I haven't lost it. I have to take care of the kids. Just thousands and thousands and thousands.
And what about on your custody battles?
Oh, another 10,000 plus. Yeah. So, yeah, it's a lot of money. So just get out now while you can, man, before it gets hard. Like, all the guilt that I talked about, that was because of the kids and the family. You have nothing. It's a year in. Who cares? Call to wash. Yeah. Move on.
Like, it's to the point where we've been married for a year, but we haven't had sex in 3 months.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, then don't,
what are you doing?
Get out, Clayton. You're going to thank us all, and she'll be happier, too. You'll be happier. She'll be happier. Everyone will be happier. How old is she?
She's also 20.
All right.
Yeah, go find a slump buster. You'll be in a bar by next year. You'll be going out.
Think about how much better your birthday party is going to be when your 21st birthday, when you're single, too.
Oh, good call.
That's a good point.
There you go. Let's seal the deal.
And hers when she's getting pounded.
Clayton, good luck to you. Thank you. WJLRBM is free this 4th of July weekend. You can tune in now with the Rover Radio app. You want to hear all of the Jeffrey Parody songs? It's a live radio station with all the Jeffrey Parody songs. Great for the 4th of July weekend, the long weekend. Barbecues, just driving, staycation. I don't like that word, staycation, but whatever you're doing this 4th of July weekend, your soundtrack should be WJLRBM. Download the Rover Radio app and listen to WJLR for free right now. Also, this weekend, you can get the WJLRBM t-shirt. It's a retro-style radio t-shirt. Get it at roverradio.com. It's only available this weekend. Won't be on sale after that. There's a photo of it. Thank you, Snitz. Puts that up there. Well, look at my video director. He's really on top of things.
You look really good in this picture.
Oh, yeah. Perfect. You know, I'm tone, thin, yes. Have a tan. So go to roverradio.com and get the WJLRBM retro style t-shirt right now. I will tell you my favorite Jeffrey parody song. I was listening to WJLRBM on the way into work today to make sure everything was working. And I heard this song come on as I was getting out of the car this morning. And I said, you know what? I think this is my favorite Jeffrey parody song of all. And it doesn't even have anything to do with the lyrics necessarily. I'll share with you what it is right after this, and we'll get to the shizzy next. Hang on.
Dumb down your smart device with Rover's Morning Glory. Tell it to play 100.7 WMMS on iHeartRadio. Life is full of heartache, misery, failure. So is Rover's Morning Glory.
This is bad in every sense.
Now back to the show.
Try not to kill yourself.
The Shizzy is coming up in just a moment. The news, what do you have on the way, Doogie?
What performer says, who cares about the coronavirus? We're going to party. We didn't have this in the 90s, so let's get together. Who's going to perform? Nobody cares about getting anyone sick. I'll tell you the story next.
All right, we'll get to that in just a moment. I have to tell you what my favorite Jeffrey parody song of all time is. There are a few, but I just heard this one on my way into work this morning on WJLRBM. And I go, I really like that song. I have a lot of people ask me, what does the BM stand for?
Do they not know what BM stands for?
I find that to be strange. I thought that it would be obvious. The radio station, WJLR-BM.
Matt, do you know what BM stands for?
I do now, but I didn't know at first.
You're kidding me.
No, once you explained it, I would, I felt like I could have maybe put it together, but I've never heard that abbreviation once.
What? You've never heard, I got to take a
no,
BM?
No, people just go, oh, I got a fart.
Oh my god!
Okay. Or I gotta take a dump. Like there's
so hold on.
You think a BM is a fart?
A BM is a fart?
Well, no, or a dump,
or it's either well, or.
Yeah, pick one. Sometimes it can go either way.
So you think we say after I fart I go, oh, I BM'd? You smell it?
Okay, fine, a dump. But even still, people go, I gotta go to the bathroom. I gotta take a dump. Who do you think I'm talking to? Doctors?
I don't know. Isn't this like a fairly common
BMs,
known? Like people know what a bowel movement is?
You mean to tell me that you sit there at dinner with B2 and go, excuse me, I have to go, I have to take a BM. Excuse me.
No one says that.
But like doctors use it. It's like a proper term.
Yeah, you've never heard this phrase, a BM.
Again, do I look like I'm talking to doctors all the time?
No, but you don't need to talk to doctors all the time. You just maybe once. I mean,
How often do you BM?
My doctor's really cool. He's laid back. He goes, hey, how your dump's been? You constipated? And I go, no, I'm good.
He asks cool. you?
How have your dump's
What's
been?
Last time you took a big dump?
Yeah, and I go, about 20 minutes ago before I walked in. He goes, okay, cool.
High five.
Yeah.
This is, so
this is what we're dealing with. These
I
young
know, I
millennials
know.
Don't know.
Anything. So, I thought that was a very obvious thing. WJLR-BM.
It is. My dad loves
like
it.
Like FM,
My
you
dad
know?
Loves
Very
it.
Obvious. Yes, and BM is bowel movement, so BM instead of FM, like, I didn't think that was...
Yeah, I mean, I got the BM-FM thing, but I didn't get the bowel movement.
You didn't get it. No, you didn't get it then.
Like, yeah, you
how could
it.
You get the BM-FM thing if you don't know what BM means?
I thought that you, like, I got that it was -BM, as in -FM, but I thought that you just couldn't put FM... Because it's not a real radio station.
Wow, yeah. Like it's a licensed, FM is licensed, you can't put it on a t-shirt,
right.
So you change it to,
so
to BM.
And then so is AM, so it's what's the next letter?
But why B?
B.
Oh.
You could have called it GM, too. Would have been
No,
the
car
you.
Manufacturer would sue.
There you go, then that's why it's BM.
So you just thought that it was WJLR-BM because we were up against some sort of legal thing
trademark
that we couldn't
suit.
Put FM.
Yeah,
the FCC was going to sue us for trademark infringement.
And it's not a random letter, it's the next one in line.
What?
After AM, you say
after
AM.
If you're not going to use GM after FM, then after A comes B. So instead of AM, it's BM.
Oh my God.
Hmm.
So, you know what I have to do from now on?
Check resumes better?
Well, that's...
I mean, who the hell hired this guy?
No, I have to run everything by him.
Yeah.
Yes.
So,
yes.
He is the lowest common denominator. I mean, if
he doesn't get it...
Hippest guy on the
right,
show, right?
Right. So, I need to make everything... Run that through that filter. Will Flatitude understand this?
The
and generally,
filter.
The answer is no. So, until he understands it, we're... We're not
Scrap
good to go.
It.
That's right.
Right.
Scrap
so
that idea.
Come up with good names, man. I'm
wow. Okay.
My dad absolutely loved it. He thought that was the most clever thing he's ever heard
so
of.
So he got it.
Oh, yeah.
He understood it.
Of course
he did. And we know, now, Charlie, I probably, you know, this is not a fair thing, though, because we know that your father is a Rhodes Scholar, Yale graduate.
Big time.
Very highbrow.
He went to every Ivy League possible.
All of them. Yes. Yeah. He got a different degree at each Ivy League school.
Professor at each one.
Uh-huh. And so it's understandable that he gets it.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah. All right. Wow. All right. I had no idea that it was that hard to. Anyhow, well, WJLRBM. Is available on the Rover Radio app for you this 4th of July weekend. You can tune in now and hear all of your favorite Jeffrey parody songs. All right, do you want to hear mine?
Yeah, I have one that I always go to, but I want to hear yours.
And it's not even so much the... There's another one that I actually like when it comes to the Jeffrey lyrics. This one, I just like the song. But there's one other. I'll have to see if I can find it. But this, and I don't know if there's any cussing in this one. If there is, we'll have to dump it. But here, listen. This is, let me set this up. This is when Jeffrey got so angry at all of the bad parody songs about him. And we had to reset him and go, no, Jeffrey, we'll put out a good song about you. So this is like Bizarro World. Jeffrey parody. It's the opposite. So this is about how great Jeffrey is, just so we can pump him up a little bit.
Jeffrey has never taken a greasy dump in his clothes, and he has never fallen asleep on the show. His house is full of love, his shirts fit like a glove. He showers every night and gets his body scrubbed. Jeff, take a bow.
Ooh, Jeffrey's hygiene is alright.
He definitely wipes.
Oh, Jeffrey. Ooh, Jeffrey's hygiene is alright.
Jeffrey smells good.
He's a great dad.
Jeffrey's always in a good mood. He definitely does not eat baby food. He never sends pics of himself in the nude to random women, cause that'd be rude. He showers daily, gets real clean. He's always up on his hygiene. Ain't no poop in his jeans. Never forgets to brush his teeth. Clean hair, clean pants, really good with finance. Flosses to remove plaque. Never been to a Jack Shack.
Jack Shack.
A hooker wants a ride, and he says no. He can stretch a mean fence, and he contributes
Jeffrey
to the show.
Jeffrey has never taken a greasy dump in his clothes, and he has never fallen asleep on the show. His house is full of love, his shirts fit like a glove. He showers every night and gets his body scrubbed. Jeff, take a bow.
Ooh, Jeffrey's hygiene is all right.
He's a generous tipper.
Oh, Jeffrey. Ooh.
Dad.
There you go.
That's good.
I think that might be, I mean, it just...
That's your all-time favorite.
I think it might be my all-time favorite. And you can hear that on WJLRBM.
My favorite has to be by Magic.
Who?
Oh, the...
The band was called Magic. They only had one song.
One
it was
hit.
Called Rude.
The reggae one?
Oh, yeah. The cheerleader song?
Yeah. No. This is the one that... Do you remember he ate out of the bus tub?
Yeah, he was at his job. Jeffrey was at his job as a busboy or dishwasher. I don't remember which one, but he's by the sink. And somebody snapped a picture, a listener, I think, snapped a picture of him because you could see into the back where he was working, and his fingers are covered in barbecue sauce.
He's just eating
the palm of his hand.
His tongue is out.
Yeah. And he's eating barbecue
zoom in
sauce.
On that, Snitz, so you can see his tongue.
It's a kind of a grainy photo, but
you can still see his tongue right there.
Yes. Yeah. Licking. Instead of washing his hands because he's right in front of the sink, he goes, I don't want to let this barbecue sauce go to waste. Or even if, I'm not sure if it was barbecue sauce, it was all the different sauces combined in the bottom of a bus tub.
So that's your favorite Jeffrey parody song of
really
all time?
It really slaps.
So, and this is what's funny is, if you're not a longtime fan of the show, you might listen to WJLRBM
or any of the Jeffrey parody songs, and you go, that line, why are they just, it's just so random. Do they just pick a random thing in order to rhyme with something?
No.
Every single line in every single parody, and the hundreds and hundreds of them, are tied directly back to a real life strange Jeffrey story. Here's Charlie's favorite song.
Can he have your burger? That thing looks ripe. Say yes, eats like a hobo. He's eating used ranch dressing and old pizza pies. Potluck buffet, smorgasbord of more. Why you gotta eat that food? Any other dude would spew. Doesn't matter if it's been chewed. He's gonna eat it all anyway.
Good summer song there for your 4th of July weekend. You can listen to that on WJLRBM this weekend in the app for free.
I have one more.
Hold on, Steve. Right. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Hey, man. Today? What's happening?
I was just calling in to discuss the BM of the WJLRBM.
Yes.
And when I first heard it, I thought it stood for bad manners.
Oh.
Get out of here.
Such bad manners. Well, I am a millennial, like platitude, so just to give us a little credit, we aren't dumb.
It's We're just, too polite.
We have maybe different associations with the word BM.
Have you heard of a BM before, though, from your doctor? Or...
Yeah, no, yes. I know what bowel movement is, but the first thing I thought of was bad manners.
And you realize the way he answered your question was just like platitude. Yeah, no.
No.
You know?
All right, Steve, well, I think we'll just have to... Pardon the pun, but we'll have to spell everything out, apparently, for people from this point forward. Thank you, Steve. JD, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, JD. Oh, there, you just hung up. Sorry about that. All right. What else, Charlie?
Or mine? Gator?
Yes.
If you can find this one. I don't know about the lyrics, but I just like the song overall and what he did with this, the safety dance.
Oh, yeah, that was great.
That's an old school one.
Let me see here. I believe
this makes me laugh every time.
Here it is.
You can poop if you want to. You can leave your mark behind. Cause his friends poop their pants, and if they don't poop their pants, then they're no friends of mine. He just goes where he wants to, leaves a steaming pile behind. Take a whiff, be careful, it'll make you hurl. Stay away from his behind. Poop your pants, poop your pants. Everybody's pooping their pants.
This really bothers my wife. She's like, you're a 44-year-old guy.
I don't want to grow up.
She goes, you still find this funny? I go, hilarious.
How do you not?
I can't get enough of it. I seriously... You can put this radio station on, and I can listen to it for 30 minutes at a time, and I love it. I really love it. Maybe women are different. Maybe they just don't see the humor.
No, they laugh at that.
They laugh.
Do they?
Everybody laughs at a fart.
My wife. And
crap yourself. Everybody can relate to it.
It also bothers her. She's like, you're a 44-year-old guy who gets paid. She doesn't like that. She gets paid.
That's the best part.
To just make poop songs. I go, I know. I'm living the life.
The thing about Jeffrey was a 44-year-old man when he crapped himself in our hallways here. That's why it wasn't like when he was a kid or back in grade school. This was here at work.
Yes.
Walking to the bathroom.
Twice, didn't he?
Twice.
Did he crap his pants?
Yes.
All right, Charlie, what do you have for me?
I'm trying to remember the history of the song, just so I can give everybody a quick rundown. I believe...
While you're coming up with that, will you just give me the artist?
Harry.
Okay.
Jeffrey, we gave him tickets. This is LeBron's last year in town, I believe. We gave him tickets to go see the Cavaliers in the playoffs, I believe. And he didn't go. And instead, he went to a middle school. He could bring his son to go see LeBron James play his final year, and then he did not go there.
And his son is a big basketball fan, too.
Instead, he then later tried to go to high school. Not in the city he's even from.
A random high school.
Random high school. 30 minutes away to go see their high school game, which was closed because it was an away game. And the reason he didn't go that night to go to the Cavs, which he had free
tickets
to.
Take his kid to see LeBron James, yeah.
Is because he wanted to go watch WWE instead.
At his friend's house.
Yes. And this is the song.
This is a good one.
Here it is.
Told my Sharon Sanchez the other day, Dad, I'd love to go to a Cavaliers game, but there was wrestling to watch and Poon to slay. He periscoped while Jeff was away, and he was making weird cartoons. And he said, P-faced Applehead, F you, Dad, P-faced Applehead, F you. Well, Scat's got cable in his living room, Monday Night Raw in the new pay-per-view. When you're coming home, Dad, I don't know when, but we'll get together then, when I get home from the Fox's den.
Now, see, if you unpack that song, okay, this is exactly what I was talking about. So the P-faced Applehead F-U dad, you go, what the hell does that mean? Like, if you're a newer guy, that was his son, Tomas Sharon.
Well, he used to make weird cartoons on the internet.
And post those, and then he posted one that was all about his dad, right? And he called him a P-faced Applehead.
Yeah, he called him a P-faced Applehead and said, F-U, F my father.
And then Scat's got cable. Scat is Jeffrey's friend, yes, that he went over. And the Fox's Den is a strip club that Jeffrey used to frequent. I think it closed down. And that's what the Fox's Den is. And in fact, there was a whole song about the Fox's Den.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, this is when Jeffrey was.
Right in his pants is where he takes a dump. And then he goes out. He's at the Fox's Den.
Whatever.
Now, and that's also, explain that.
Well, his kids got taken away from him
by child services.
Yes, and instead of going to the court and doing, he was supposed to go take like a mental evaluation to get him back. And instead, he was spotted at a strip club. I believe Snitzer. I don't know if I've warned you, but you know the picture.
He's at a strip club and just gazing up the vagina of a stripper
directly in
the like, day that his kids were taken
like
away,
having a staring contest with the vagina and a butthole of a woman.
There he. I mean, it's a terrible thing, but you have to laugh at this photo, right?
Oh, man.
Isn't that the night that his kids were taken away?
Yes.
Yeah.
Or the next night. I think it was that night or whatever. I mean, it was. So his kids are gone.
And finally he gets let loose.
And Jeffrey just goes to a strip club, and there she is laying on her back, legs up in the air, and Jeffrey staring in there.
He loses his ring, too, that same day, because you said he was looking for the ring with that girl.
Yes. Oh, yeah. He went to court. And he had to take his ring off when he went through the metal detector while he was trying to get his kids back and lost his ring. So he both had to, he was trying to find his ring and his children in that woman's vagina.
Ugh.
You can listen to WJLRBM free all this 4th of July weekend with the Rover Radio app. Download that for free.
How much is the app?
It's free. Download the app. And you can also get the WJLRBM t-shirt. I have it on right now. It's a retro-style radio station t-shirt. There it is.
I absolutely love that.
All the chart-topping hits. WJLRBM.
What does chart mean, Rover? I can see him not even knowing that.
That is a good question. Do you know what a chart is, Flatitude?
Yeah, I said before, sometimes one just sneaks by the goalie, you know?
Okay. So he understands that one. But you never know. Is he going to get it?
I'll keep you on the edge of your seat.
There is one other song. It's a long one. Should I let it play us out? So I played you what I believe is my favorite one, that Pitbull song. But there's one other. Give me one second here and see if I can open this for you. This may not.
What's it about?
Ah, boy. You know, that's a good question. it's about, I know Chicken Dad is in there.
And it's a full, is it a full length?
It's, I think it's, if it's not full length, it, yes, it is full length. So it mentions Chicken Dad. Can you explain Chicken Dad, Charlie, to people
Jeffrey
who may not know?
Quickly, he mentioned his dad was born premature, and that's why he's only 4 foot five or whatever his dad is.
His dad's very, very short stature.
And we were all very surprised to hear that. And he goes, but when he was born, because he's really old, he was born like in the, what, the like 30s?
1920 or something.
And they didn't have, I don't even know what you'd call them, they didn't have like those little
baby incubators.
Baby incubators, so they had to take farm equipment and put them inside of a chicken. Chicken
incubator.
Chicken incubator.
Yeah, for the eggs to be warm to hatch.
That's what Jeffrey's dad was basically lived in for the first couple months of his life, was inside of a chicken egg thing.
So hence the name Chicken Dad. Now, I just know Chicken Dad is mentioned in the song. I don't know the rest. What the rest of the song is about, I don't recall. But here it is. I'll let this play us out. Doogie, we didn't get to the shizzy, so we'll supersize the shizzy next hour. 866-YO-ROVER is our number, 866-967-6837. Again, you can listen to WJLRBM free with the Rover Radio app all this 4th of July weekend and get the t-shirt on the website, roverradio.com. I'll let this play us out, and we'll be right back. Or maybe at the end, maybe you might have to explain, do some explaining.
Okay, sure.
We'll see. I don't know. Well, maybe it will be self-explanatory. Here you go.
And the sign says little bitty chicken people need not apply. So Jeffrey put some stilts up under his dad, and they went in to ask him why. He said, you look like that guy from Ghostbusters that died. I think Egon. So Jeffrey took off his pants and took a giant crap, saying, hey, go bobbling for dogs. Oh, grime, grime, everywhere there's grime. Stinking up the scenery, breaking my mind. You need to take baths, can't you see the grime? And the sign says, anybody backyard wrestling will be shot on sight. So Jeffrey jumped the fence and he belched out his mouth. The smell killed everything inside. It was such an offense coming out his mouth. A crime against nature committed. If God was here, he'd tell it to your face. Man, you smell like you sh**. Oh, grime, grime, everywhere there's grime. Stinking up the scenery, breaking my mind. You need to take baths, can't you see the grime? I say now, mister, can't you see? You got a bunch of turds inside of your jeans. You don't wash, so you leave streaks. You ain't supposed to be smeared. And the sign says you got to be on plenty of fish to bang his wife. Ugh! And the sign says, everybody welcome, cinnamon to the stage. But then she asked for a tip at the end of the dance. Jeffrey didn't have a penny to pay. So he got up and went to the bathroom and gave his little twig a whack. That's when he thought to himself, a brilliant idea, I should open my own Jack Shack. Oh, grime, grime, everywhere there's grime. Stinking up the scenery, breaking my mind. You need to take baths, can't you see the grime? Grime, grime, everywhere there's grime. Stinking up the scenery, breaking my mind. You need to take baths, can't you see the grime?
Radio station.
You can ask your smart device to play Rover's Morning Glory on iHeartRadio. This is MMS.
Filthiest show on the radio.
It is intended only for mature audiences.
I'm not talking about content.
I mean, these guys actually smell like shit.
There's something weird in the air.
What the hell, guys? I mean, you guys fucking stink.
What is it, Dom? You're moving around in there.
Well, Charlie and I, one of the things we love the most about the 4th of July is the Nathan's hot dog eating contest. And we always feel like, well, frankly, this year we were going to go. We were going to go and try to compete in the Nathan's hot dog eating contest.
Oh, really?
Charlie and I were.
Well, but the two dong swallowers.
So. That's right.
Yeah.
We're good at guzzling meat. We're good at getting meat down our throat.
The wiener eaters.
Yep. Yeah. We can't get enough wieners in our mouth.
Yes.
No gag reflex.
That's right. We'll get them down.
Swallow them whole.
No tears. No mascara. We'll get them down. So, since we can't go to New York to do so, we're not going to be able to go to Coney Island to do it, we thought we'd bring the hot dog eating contest here to Rover's Morning Glory. And there's always more than two contestants in it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought we'd have our friend Dieter join in.
Okay.
And then somebody who's really been needing some meat in her mouth for a while.
I'm good. Thank
we
you.
We thought we'd invite Doogie to join us as well.
Doogie. So. And the new kid on the block.
You can have Mattitude.
I don't know if we have enough hot dogs
for that. You can take my wieners.
Me, we have plenty, right? How many did you get?
Huh? We got, I don't know, I think 50, something like that, because I don't think any of us are going to be able to get 100 at this point right now. So we're going to go grab the rest of the hot dogs. Charlie was supposed to be back by now with the dogs, but they're not here yet. So I'll start bringing everything in.
Are they cooked? Do we have buns? Do we have stuff to dunk them in?
Heat it up. Buns. We got cups. We're going to put, you'll be able to dunk. I'm going to dunk mine right into some mayonnaise and some mustard.
Oh. It's just going to slide right down his throat.
That's
hole.
Right, baby. Ugh. Right down the gullet. So we're going to do that. I'll start bringing stuff in. We'll get this thing rolling here in a minute.
All right. Set up running a little bit late, it appears.
He so probably half are going to be cold, half going to be uncooked.
He said they're coming in from where?
No, they're cooking them.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
They're microwaving them.
Why even heat them up? I mean, is it necessary in those hot dog eating contests? I'm assuming those are
you
not.
You want to eat the cold ones?
I'm guessing they're done.
No, they're cooked.
Of course.
Well, hot dogs are always cooked. Hot dogs
no,
are,
I mean that they're warm. They're not just cold that they're eating them.
No, I'll bet they are. I'll bet they're totally room temperature. You think they're giving them a hot, steaming pile of hot dogs minute?
Do you watch the contest?
No.
They bring a tray out. It looks like they cook them, like 10 at a time. And what's the guy's name? Joey Chestnut said probably this year they're going to taste better because it's less contestants. Meaning that they cook them
and then put them in a warmer or something. So it's not like they cook them all at once. But
that's a crazy. That's ridiculous. Why
wouldn't they just have 100 in front of them? Why they bring out 10 at a time on a tray and put them right in front of them? And once you're done with that, they bring another tray out.
I don't know, for dramatic effect or something, perhaps.
I think 100 hot dogs would be more dramatic, and he's just grabbing one, eating them.
I don't know.
I'd rather have it warm.
Why don't you come over here and pass out these WJLRBM t-shirts? I don't know. Does everyone, should you put those on beforehand, or are they going to get all dirty and ruined?
Yeah, this might get a little sloppy.
Well, do you want to save them till afterwards then? I don't know.
Are you going to do it, Mattitude? If we have enough?
What are we doing?
Yeah,
just eating?
Who knows?
There's going to be some twist. There's, you know, it's like the hot dog is attached to a male stripper or something. It's a hot dog eating contest, and the guy has like a strap on with like a hot dog coming out of it or whatever. I don't know.
These are nice.
They look good.
What size? Extra XL, large?
Yeah.
Doogie and I already got in a huge fight this morning, dear.
Why?
Because I said, here, I said, why don't you put this shirt on? She goes, I gave her a medium. I'm not putting that on. I go, what are you talking about? She goes, I don't feel comfortable. It's too tight. I go, Doogie, it's a medium. She goes, give me a large. I'm wearing a large right now, Dieter, just so you know. Okay. I'm wearing a large. And she, I go, just try it on. No. You're going to make a big deal about this? No. So then I, oh man, did we go? She goes, what's the big deal? Just give me a large. Why won't you give me a large? And I go, because you're going to put a large on. It's going to look stupid. You're going to look ridiculous.
Yeah.
I'm trying to sell t-shirts here, not have people look at them and go, what the hell is up with that? What's that sizing all about? You know what I mean?
Yes. What was this, before the show?
She's wearing this floppy-ass shirt. Yeah, no, this is during a commercial break, like 7 o'clock or something. So she's been surly ever since then. I said, fine, give me the shirt back.
Oh, that's why she's quiet.
I go, give me the shirt back then. So I don't know if she's walking out in protest right now or what she's
saying. Poison ketchup?
Yeah.
Oh boy. That's a big tub of ketchup there.
I'm trying to think the last time.
My light just went out. He threw the, he put all of the.
He won't get it back on.
No.
It took me 10 minutes to get it on.
10
today.
Minutes to get that.
It's fine.
All right.
Time well spent.
All right.
That looks awesome.
Dom, what size shirt are you wearing these days? You think you'll fit in an XL? You will, right?
Between large and XL.
All right.
We'll see. I'll squeeze in.
Now, explain to me, Dom, your hot dog eating contest for the 4th of July, since no one can travel there.
Right.
To the Nathan's one. I must be missing something. There's got to be something if someone wins or loses, something's got to happen, right?
Well, we were going to do, ooh, this sounds bad. We were going to use the t-shirts that you just gave out to everybody as the prize. I thought we'd have listeners call in.
Oh.
And they try to win our t-shirts. I was going to put my t-shirt on the line versus Dieter's t-shirt versus Doogie's t-shirt.
But you should have told me that.
Well, we can do that. I'll give it back.
Well, I said don't give out the t-shirts earlier.
Well, I just gave them out. I thought, wouldn't it make sense to put everyone in the t-shirt?
Well, it's going to get mustard and ketchup and...
All right.
Yeah, it's already yellow and red.
Yes, we can wear it, and they can wear it with the stains on it. That would be official show merch right there. Uh-huh. I mean, that's big time right there. That's worn. Come on, Charlie.
What is he doing out there, Dom?
Get this guy, he gets some meat in his hands, and he doesn't know how to control himself. He's out of control.
All right.
I think there's plenty of them. Charlie, that we can bring complaining
that
this.
You are taking
too
long.
No, she can do too.
No,
that's
I'm
what
not.
I said. I
know five people.
Man, she's bailing. I knew it.
Everyone's very close.
What's the matter? Why can't you?
Everyone's very close in this room.
Rachel and Sale saw me walking down the hall with this and said, "Are those for Doogie's birthday?" She thought I was just bringing you a pile of wieners for your birthday.
Is that today?
Tomorrow is Doogie's birthday.
Happy birthday.
Ooh, happy birthday,
that's
Doogie.
Right. How old are you turning, Doogie?
50.
Whoa!
So you definitely got to get in on this.
We have 50 dogs for you.
Come on. Thank you.
Welcome to the club.
Wow. It goes Snitzer than Doogie when it comes to age. The two elder statesmen of the show.
You want mustard or mayo, Charlie? Did you get your cup with water? You're supposed to get the cups and water, too.
Where's
the tumblers? Oh, my God.
Oh, this guy's an idiot.
This is a cluster. Everyone called it, Rover.
I know, didn't I?
Yeah,
I said, get tumblers.
I had no idea.
You got to be kidding me.
That this was happening today. Zero idea.
Why are you
put it in
hand
the hands of our producer. I go, you got this all worked out? And here's the answer.
You want me to just grab some cups? We got a tub of water right out here.
Well, we have a whole sleeve of styrofoam cups that have been on the couch for the past month, Dom.
Hey, don't touch it with your...
Pretending like there's none.
He's touching it with his fingers.
He's touching the top with his fingers and handing them out.
Coronavirus.
All right. These all cooked and warm?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Do you think they cook those at the Nathan's? I mean, I think they're just room temperature.
Thank you.
You think...
Thank you.
Well, they're always cooked. I mean, a hot dog is cooked when you buy it at the store, but...
Rob's just saying there's cold and they hand them out.
No, room temperature, I think.
No,
of course they're going to cook them.
Why?
Because it's their name.
Yeah, I was thinking about this. It's probably more like at a cookout. They grill a bunch of hot dogs. They're not grilling all day, so then they just sit on a plate outside. Those hot dogs don't taste bad to eat, but they're not super hot. They're just warm temperature, but they're still grilled or something.
Because if McDonald's had one, they're not going to give out cold hamburgers.
Then, since she's exactly. out, or
yeah, Flatitude, come in. Do you want a beer? Start your drinking to right now?
Yeah, you're trying to drink 100 beers this weekend, Dieter.
Yeah, I'll grab you one.
All right, grab him a beer. Let me take a break. We'll come back. Let's let these guys get set up, right?
They obviously
need some more time, don't they?
We're ready to go right now, but if you want to take a break, we'll do the contest. I think we can do that.
All right. What is the contest?
Who can eat the most hot dogs?
Right, but then you said something about callers, Dom. Well, this all got to be mapped out, planned out. Step A, B, C, D.
Right. I think we can all figure it out that, uh-huh. that we need to people call uh-huh. and we'll get them on hold.
Okay.
They can pick somebody to win.
Okay.
And then whoever they think is going to win, if that person wins, you get the shirt.
All right. So the instruction is what? To call right now?
Yes.
And call. Pick your racehorse.
Yeah, pick all your right. horse. My God, this is rocket science.
All right. 866-YO-ROVER. 866-967-6837. Start with caller 30, Flatitude. And then who do you want? Who do you think is going to win? And how much time do you get?
I know. What are the rules? You're allowed to dunk. You can have ketchup, water, beer. Nothing matters. And you have to eat the bun, too.
So who do you think will win? Dumb, Charlie, Dieter, or Flatitude?
Or Douche.
Dieter's going to win.
We got plenty, Rover, for Douche.
And if you are correct, you get one of the WJLR BM t-shirts, which are available at roverradio.com right now and only through this weekend. They'll never be on sale again. You have to order this weekend. Let me take a break. We'll get these guys all set up here and, give us a call. 866-YO-ROVER. And maybe you could score one of those shirts. We'll be right back. Who can take the most wieners down?
Rover's Morning Glory is on your smart device. Tell it to play 100.7 WMMS on iHeartRadio.
No clue.
I don't know either.
I'm trying to get a grasp on what you guys know.
I have no clue.
And you thought Donald Trump surrounded himself with idiots.
They're stupid people.
Short in the brain department.
Now back to Rover's Morning Glory.
We're going to get to the shizzy in a few minutes. A little while. What do you have on the way, Doogie?
What performer is saying to hell with the coronavirus? We're going to throw one hell of a 4th of July party. I'll tell you who it is next.
All right, we'll get to that in just a moment. On this 4th of July weekend, not only is it a free WJLR BM radio station weekend, which you can listen to with the Rover Radio app, and get the new t-shirt. But, you all right over here?
Well, am I plugged in? Yeah, I think I can hear me. Okay, cool. All right. Yeah, this is good.
Oh, I guess you don't need that. If you have to be plugged in for... I got it. All right, never mind.
Well, that's cool. I like it. Okay. It sounds cool.
Am I on? Is the green one on?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Let's see. Not only can you listen to WJLRBM this weekend for free and get the new t-shirt, but since it's 4th of July weekend... Famous hot dog eating contest. Dumb has coordinated a wiener eating contest here. Tell me what's in store, Dumb.
Well, we've already got some pushback. We wanted to include Doogie because we know she hasn't had any wieners in her mouth in a while.
This is
your opportunity.
This is your birthday party.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So instead of the orgy we had planned for you, we got you some hot dogs. So
thank you.
What's going on with you?
No, it's just we're very close, and a lot of this people that aren't...
6 feet apart. We should all be 6 feet
we're
apart.
We're not.
Is this the first time you guys have been in studio?
Yes.
We're an entertainment program. We don't have time for
that. Yeah, I don't get to have this attitude in the fart box when everybody's on top of me.
The WWE wrestlers, they're smacking into each other or whining about coronavirus. I don't think so.
So, we do have people, like I said, caller 30 will give you the opportunity to win one of the WJLRBM t-shirts. These are retro style t-shirts that are for Jeffrey's radio station, all the shart topping hits.
What do you guys think? Should we put them on and potentially get, you know, it's a stained mustard laden WJLR?
It would be Jeffrey. Jeffrey would love it. That's Jeffrey-esque.
I think we should just give them a new t-shirt.
Okay.
An unstained t-shirt.
Okay.
All right, let me go to caller 30. We'll take a few people here. Dustin in St. Louis. Good morning. How are you, my man?
Hey, Rover.
All right, so who do you like to win the wiener eating contest?
I think Charlie has more experience, but I'm going to go with Dumb.
All right, ooh, Dumb is going to win the wiener eating contest. All right, so hold on a second.
What's his name?
That is Dustin.
Dustin,
you're
all
playing
right.
for Dustin.
All right. So he thinks that Dumb is going to win.
I like it.
Now, as I go to caller 31, he can choose anyone except for Dumb.
Right. Yep.
All right, Joe, you are caller 31. Who do you think's going to take the most wieners today?
I got to go with my man, Dieter.
All right. Oh, well, if there was right, ever a Joe. Wiener swallower, it was oh, Dieter. Yeah. Okay, so let me put Dieter in for him.
Who do we have left?
Mattude, Charlie, and Douche. Mattitude.
You're not in?
No. You have hot dogs right in front of you.
I don't know why. I'm not.
What? Are you just literally not going to play?
No.
Why I'm not?
Because I'm freaked. I'll do the mask. I can't.
Do it under the mask. Pull the mask up.
Put it in like it's a feed bag and just put it in under
I'll
your mouth.
Check. What are you looking at?
I don't know. This mic.
Is it, hiss, no, is it hissing?
Is it this one?
Yeah, it's, no, it's that microphone. It's you plug it in over there at the. Over here. Yeah, there you go.
Right. Oh,
I'm sorry, guys. Oh, what an a-hole I am.
Do you need a mic?
Charlie. Should have turned it down, Charlie.
Let's see. Caller 32. Good morning. How are you? Steve.
Is that me?
Yes. Go
ahead. Yes.
Hi, Steve.
Good morning. How are you?
All right. So who do you think now, since Dumb and Dieter have already been taken, you can only choose amongst Flatitude
or Charlie.
Who do you think out of those two, who would you like to place your bet with?
I'm going to have to go with Charlie.
Thank you.
All right. Charlie. all right. Hold on, Steve. All right, so let me put the... He believes Charlie's going to suck down the most wieners.
Big as you've gotten, I would have thought everybody would have picked you.
Well, no. This is it. This is why I wanted to do this.
All right,
free food.
This next person is Tyler in Louisville. Tyler, good morning. How are you, my man?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
All right, so by default, you can only choose Flatitude.
What a loser.
How do you think he's going to fare?
There's nothing else going on in his head. He's not thinking about anything else because he has no other thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
All hot dogs, he's taking it all.
All right. He's going to win. All right. Hold on the line here. Tyler? All right.
So now,
is there a timer? Explain to me how this all works, Dumb.
6 minutes. The traditional one is 12 minutes long, okay? And we don't have that long here or that many dogs. We're no Joey Chestnut.
Mm-hmm.
We're amateurs, let's be honest. But we're practicing to become professionals, and this is the best way to do it. So we're going to do 6 minutes. Whoever can get the most hot dogs down in 6 minutes will be the winner. And I think it's pretty straightforward. Welcome to, the rules are you're welcome to dunk if you want to dunk in water. We've also brought condiments because we aren't professionals. So if you wanted to dip in mustard or ketchup or mayonnaise, we have those available as well. There might be a little bit of spit swapping, so you don't
you
want
to deal with this.
You got to deal with it.
Oh, you're dunking. You're going to dunk.
I'm going in the mustard.
You guys are mixing
mustard.
With the dunk?
Yeah, so be ready. So that's pretty much the rules. Get the hot dogs down. And then I think what's the...
Fully down, all of it consumed.
I'll see them, as long as it's in your mouth, I think, and you're able to swallow it.
Minutes are up,
yeah.
If it's in your mouth, it counts.
Yeah, as long as you don't puke that up.
If you puke up a hot dog,
I believe you're eliminated.
But if you eat it.
Yeah, puke in your hand, then re-eat it.
And if you consume somebody else's puked up hot dog, that's worth 3 hot dogs. What do you think about that? Just throwing it out there. Mattitude pukes it up. Dumb eats it. The scraps. That's a game.
RNG.
I would love to do that, but I think in light of this pandemic, that's probably a bad idea.
Real bad.
Yeah.
Stupid.
I'm in. Yeah. I'm in.
You want to eat Charlie?
Yeah, you can eat. We'll swap each other. All right. That sounds good. Dog swappers.
All right.
Yes, quickly. On our plates, we each have 8. 8 hot dogs. If you reach and you still have more room, I guess just grab somebody else's dogs at that point, right?
Yeah, just start. Well, I think here's the community one in the middle.
Touch it.
You go through that community plate that Doogie's not. If you get through those, if everyone finishes their plate and gets through the community plate.
Yeah.
Robert, if anybody needs one, I'll throw a wiener right at your face. Okay. Put your hand up.
All right. Are you ready?
Okay.
Yes. Everyone's ready?
Hands on.
Hands above.
So can I only wash this down with beer?
No, that's a water cup.
Fill you up more.
That's the water cup.
One cup of water, I'm going to need more than that.
There's a
you dunk
of
it.
Water, dude.
You dunk it.
I don't think he's ever seen a hot dog.
Have you ever seen a hot dog?
Waste time. I have a different strategy. All right, I'm going to go.
You're going to slowly eat lunch.
Have
you ever seen the hot dog eating contest?
Yeah, okay. They just slam it in the water. But that's my point. That cup's going to be empty, and especially if you need something to drink.
What's a hot dog made from?
I don't even want to know.
No, I mean, what?
This is freaking pig scraps.
Pig wieners.
That's really what it
pig
is?
Pig foreskins.
Lips and anals.
Yeah.
Oh, Vic.
All right. Are you ready? Three, ready.
We put our hands
two,
on it.
Oh. One, go. All right.
Oh.
Charlie is dunking in the water. He's...
It's dry, but it's warm.
Dumb is... I don't know who is ahead at this point. It looks to... Oh. Dumb is... Dumb and Charlie are neck and neck. I believe Charlie's a little bit ahead. Dieter's taking whole huge mouthfuls. This is how Dieter eats. If you've ever... Dieter, if you watch him eat...
Oh.
Dieter...
One down.
...is like a chipmunk. And it's so gross. Dieter will take an entire tuna sandwich and put it in his mouth and then just keep it in his cheeks all throughout the commercial break. And then just slowly eat pieces. You're
at a minute.
You are at 1 minute on my mark. Mark.
1 minute.
Charlie's two down.
Two down. Wow.
Dumb is two down. Neck and neck. Charlie and Dumb are neck and neck. Dieter, where are you at? Still finishing up. He just put the last part of hot dog number two in his mouth. You're on wiener number two as well. Flatitude bringing up the rear. He's a rear wiener lover. And
Ew, Charlie, why is that your...
I'm having problems.
Oh, no. Oh, boy. Charlie's already... He's two and a half wieners in.
He has wet stuff all over his mouth for some reason.
And he's having a hard time eating. Flatitude looks like he might barf. He's having a hard time. Whatever his strategy was... Whatever his strategy was isn't working. Dumb is shoving wieners in his mouth. Charlie is that three. Dumb just put... Dumb and Charlie are approximately... 5 or 10 seconds apart. Charlie leading over Dumb very slightly.
It already hurts my stomach.
Dieter is now just shoved the last of his third wiener into the mouth. We are 2 minutes, 15 seconds in. Charlie has now gotten on his knees to take the wiener.
Oh, perfect.
That's Dumb making all of that noise. Dumb's a very loud, noisy, gross eater.
Oh, my God.
Flatitude is still on wiener three. He's way behind everyone else. Charlie is about 75% done with wiener four. Wait, Dumb is that wiener four that you have in your mouth? All right, Dumb is now taking the lead. Charlie is falling a little bit behind. As we hit the three-minute mark right now, Charlie has put the fourth wiener completely in his mouth. Dieter has four wieners in his mouth now. Yep. We're in a neck-and-neck race. Charlie, Dumb, and Dieter are running away with this Flatitude way in the rear. Charlie's on his knees sucking down wiener number five. Dumb loudly taking it to the face, getting down the throat. Ew. Wiener number five, just chomping at him. Dieter, you're
no.
Dieter's starting to
go back and laugh, man.
Dumb, is that wiener five? He's got wiener five in his mouth. Dumb is starting to pull ahead. Charlie still has the last inch and a half of wiener number five.
Right here.
Dieter starting on wiener number five. Put the whole thing in his mouth. The whole thing is in his mouth. Dieter is trying to stage a comeback. So Dieter's not out of it. Charlie putting the last of wiener five in his mouth right now.
I'm having problems.
Trying to psych himself up. Now he's put it. All right, so everyone is on as five wieners down, or at least in the mouth. Dumb is on his sixth wiener right now. They
oh, my
have
God.
1 minute, 30 seconds remaining on my mark. Right. Now. Okay. Dumb in the lead on his sixth wiener. Charlie on his sixth wiener taking the first bite.
Oh, Charlie. Stop it.
Charlie's
looking the wiener. You can't do that.
No, I'm not a bum.
Charlie's now
sucking the bun right off the wiener.
That's the best thing.
So, Dieter, Charlie, before he chomps on the wiener, he likes to get to the buns.
Hold it!
Uh-oh. Charlie might be yakking.
That way.
Uh-oh.
Matthew, here's your chance to catch up.
Charlie, maybe...
If you eat this puke, you will win. What is it?
Charlie, uh-oh. It looks like Charlie may be ready to hurl. Dumb, what number are you on now? 45 seconds left. Dumb's on his seventh. Oh, no. Charlie is...
No! Stop!
Charlie's yakking.
Oh.
Charlie's strategy is not to make everyone puke and disqualify everyone. There is 20 seconds remaining.
30?
And 10 seconds.
What?
Dieter, you're on wiener. What, 7?
Yeah.
Dumbest has. Dumbest! That's time. Time. What?
It's a real.
I am not talking. We've been going the whole time.
Oh, no. Dumb's now. Dumb's trying to keep it in his mouth. Dumb's going to hurl. Oh, my God. It's a puke fest. It's a puke. Oh, no. Dumb just hurt Charlie. Can you keep yours in, Dieter?
Damn it.
Wait, did you spill it?
I was gonna. I love it.
If Dieter gets this down,
keep puking.
If Dieter can swallow, Dieter will be crowned the wiener eating champion.
I want to hear that.
No, I'm about to.
Dieter still has about half a wiener in his cheeks. Oh no!
That was from the depths. I think that was from inside my bowels. That's a bowel movement.
Man, What's that? You're supposed to be a hot dog eating contest, guys.
Oh, my God. If Dieter is listening to this, Dieter's still trying to swallow.
I think there's a time limit.
If he swallows this,
George,
it's in his mouth. If he can swallow this, he will be crowned the wiener-eating champion. Oh, Charlie is just yakking up.
Happy 4th of July.
Did not need to see that.
If Dieter for some reason can't finish this, him and Dumb will be locked in a tie, but Dumb would have finished his last wiener first. I would crown Dumb the winner. If Dieter can't get the rest of it, he's squirreling this for the past 2 minutes, 15 seconds.
Oh, come on! That's a violation!
I never took any water down. I could swallow in a second. No water.
He's still...
Natural.
Just chewing on
raw dogging it.
I mean,
no, done.
Open your mouth. Let me see. Open up. Say ah.
There.
Good job, Dieter.
Joe
the
wins.
Wiener eating champion, Joe in Cincinnati.
Yeah,
your guy won.
Joe. There was never any doubt.
Joe, you're the man.
Yeah.
Thank you, Joe,
hold on the line. I'll take your info. We'll send you a WJLR BM t-shirt for the 4th of July. Dieter, how do you feel after sucking all those wieners down?
I would have got bored out. But I was trying to yell at Dumb. He, after a limit, kept putting more and more and more in his mouth.
So he was cheating, like usual.
Yeah, talking about. He kept going more. That's what I was trying. I was yelling at him.
I was doing the same thing you were doing.
I started yelling when you were doing it. It should be hands away. Whatever's on your mouth.
That was in my mouth.
But you were pushing more in it. You had your hand to your mouth going.
I was to keep everything from falling out.
Either way, I won.
How many did you take down?
We got a lot of work to do before
7.
Next year. Charlie.
7. No puking. Where'd you come? Who's the last? Came in last.
Matitude didn't even.
Flat attitude was
what?
I got five.
Three?
That's not... No, you still have four left. You only have four.
I definitely ate five.
No, you didn't.
Eight on your plate. There is no way I had eight. No, I did it. There was two on top, three, then four.
No. You all had the same amount, man.
Everyone had eight.
I think I ate five.
Ah!
No, we all had eight.
This is... Homeschooled math there. Terrible.
No, my God.
Dieter, good job. You are
good
the
job,
wiener.
Yes.
Way to go, man. Wiener eating champion.
Joey Big
of
Nuts.
Rover's Morning Glory.
We got a lot of work to do, Charlie.
Doogie, are you ready for the shizzy?
Yeah. I got to do a BM, actually.
Okay. Ugh.
Yeah, that's the thing that dumb spit across the room on you.
I just touched my...
Just a little hot dog, bud. You'll be all right.
I turn off a microphone, and there's a hot dog, just chewed up hot dog on the board. All right, here we go.
Hit the shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Well, Russian President Vladimir Putin secured his political future today. Actually, yesterday, there's the wide majority of the voters supported Putin. So now he is going to stay in power until 2036. So Putin, keep his power. He will reign until 2036.
I mean, this is crazy. How long has this guy been? Hasn't it been like 20 years?
He's been there forever, yeah.
I mean, that's just...
So I guess he voted him in. The people wanted that, or is it rigged over there? I've seen rigged ballots before.
I think it's rigged, obviously. Yeah.
Lawmakers in New York City voted yesterday to cut $1 billion from the NYPD's budget and transfer that money to community development programs focusing on police reform, youth services, and support for low-income communities of color. So the move has been criticized by both sides of the argument to defund the police. So they cut $1 billion from their budget.
I saw that in Minneapolis, where the George Floyd killing occurred, all of the city council members said, we are going to defund the police. So they come out, they announce, we're going to defund the police. Then they get death threats. And they've ended up spending $80,000 on round-the-clock security details for themselves.
Oh, really?
So they want to defund the police, yet they've had to spend $80,000 in private security to keep themselves safe.
Because they can't call the police anymore, right?
Yeah.
Comedy Central is reviving Beavis and Butthead again. And it isn't just a one-off thing. They're planning two more seasons, plus additional specials and spin-offs. The creator, Mike Judge, is also back in the fold. On the new show, Beavis and Butthead will enter a, quote, whole new Gen Z world in a way that's relatable to both old fans as well as new fans who may not have seen the original show. Beavis and Butthead ran for seven seasons on MTV from 1992 to 1997.
Did you watch it?
Occasionally. I didn't really get that.
Oh, I watch it religiously.
It was so damn good. When they were working at a fast food joint, and this guy comes up and he's like, large fry, pie, large coffee. You got me, good buddy? And then Butthead's on the headset. He goes, shut up. They were just saying shut up to people. It's the funniest thing. You got to see it.
See,
that's not good humor?
No, I remember watching it, and I'm like, I don't get this.
Oh, my God, these guys. Because that's all we did. You just watched TV as a kid. You know, you sit around, critique the music videos. You go out, they had fireworks, work at a fast food joint. It was basically me and my friends.
Something you need to be watching on Disney Plus, if you have it, the streaming premiere of Hamilton. So if you've been lucky enough to see it on Broadway, that's pretty awesome. But you can now see the movie version Friday, today. Disney Plus, they will stream Hamilton. Tomorrow, 8 p.m. on NBC, the Macy's 4th of July Fireworks Spectacular. Performers include Black Eyed Peas, The Killers, Lady A, John Legend, Tim McGraw, and Brad Paisley. And then this is the story that I had teased. I'll end with this. Tomorrow night in Austin, Texas, thousands of people will risk a COVID-19 infection to attend a Vanilla Ice concert. More than 2,500 tickets have been sold. VIP seating goes for $300. This Independence Day throwback beach party is happening on the shores of Lake Travis, thanks to a legal loophole. They say a restaurant is hosting the concert. That's how they're getting away with it.
Remember, you played at Roverfest? Might have been one of my top, if not the all-time best performance of all the years.
Yeah.
I think him, MGK, are my top two. It's the best show.
He was one of the nicest guys.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Backstage, just like a normal dude, down to earth.
Yep. Taking pictures with people. Like, right. He was just very, very kind. So, there you go. That's the Shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
This 4th of July weekend, celebrate your independence and Jeffrey's incontinence. WJLR-BM, the all-JLR parody song radio station, is free for everyone all through the holiday weekend. So, even if you're grilling on charcoal, we'll be cooking with gas. Listen for free on the Rover Radio app for your phone or TV. Plus, grab your limited edition WJLR station t-shirt at roverradio.com. Hear Jeffrey's bombs bursting on air. Ba-da-da-da. Free all 4th of July weekend.
I was going to come out of that with a Vanilla Ice Jeffrey parody song. I thought that would be appropriate or whatever. But I looked. They've never done Ice Ice Baby.
Oh,
Vanilla
come on.
Ice never did a Jeffrey parody song.
Of course.
It's almost hard to believe, but never been done, believe it or not. Um, 866-YO-ROVER is our number, 866-967-6837. I want to get your thoughts on a celebrity, a weird celebrity. Well, we've kind of know about this celebrity marriage, but something came out that is a little bit strange, and I'm wondering what you think of it. We'll be right back after this. It's Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Radio station. Rover's Morning Glory is on your smart device. Tell it to play 100.7 WMMS on iHeartRadio. There's a reason Rover has the biggest nuts. He's got to have enough room so all the other shows can swing off of him. Now back to the show.
I don't know what happened to the guy that was on line one, but he was complaining about something.
Yeah, he said he didn't want to hang out, so.
He was complaining about this video that's up at roverradio.com. Doogie hasn't shaved armpits in months, and the still photo, he says he can't go to the website or watch RMZ TV or anything because... he can't. It's too distracting, this photo from roverradio.com, and he wants me to remove this highlight clip because it's so disturbing to him. It does actually look, in a way, if you don't know what the hell that is, it looks like a grainy still frame from a homemade porno.
Yes.
Or something.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
Ew.
Doesn't that look like it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Strange.
Ew.
Looks like a dirty person's crotch.
I can't tell. Just, yeah. It almost looks like, is that a leg?
I think like it's lifting. Butt, it looks it? Like a butt crack.
Yeah.
Like the top of,
yeah.
Like the top of the butt
Somebody's
crack.
Spreading the top of a butt. Ugh. Crack, yeah.
And then you can almost see the boxers up top, too. Like that's
and like that thumb almost looks like a really small.
Oh, yeah.
Grainy, you know what?
Going.
Yeah, going somewhere.
Heading down.
So, well, I guess. You know what we'll just have to do is add some clips today that will push that down a little bit. I think that would solve
the
problem.
I don't want to remove it.
No.
I think that needs to be saved.
Yes, for posterity. Yes. So.
Did you shave it yet?
A little bit.
Better?
A
Better.
Doogie, what are you doing for your 50th birthday tomorrow? July 3rd is Doogie's birthday. It's always easy to remember because it's the day before the 4th of July. It's very easy.
Nothing.
You have no plans.
No, we have no plans for the holiday.
50th nothing. Birthday. Nothing?
Nope. Nothing.
It's your daughter. I guess you don't know yet what she got you.
You should stop over, Rover.
Nope, we're good.
Oh.
She's angry.
She's down. What's the matter?
She's angry over this t-shirt thing.
No, I'm
What's
good.
The matter about the t-shirts?
Nothing. I am good.
They look great.
They're amazing.
No, because,
they are super soft.
Because I wanted to, I threw her a t-shirt. I said, here, you can put this on. And it was a medium. And she goes, I'm not going to wear this. Give me a large. And I go, I'm wearing a large, Doogie. You cannot wear a large. She goes, I'm comfortable in that. Give it to me. And I go, douche, I can't have you looking like a homeless woman in this shirt on RMG TV. You gotta
represent the brand well.
That's right. Now, because of that.
Is this what set her?
Yes, this is it.
I'm just mad because we're all in there with the hot dogs.
No. This has been 2 hours over, about 2 hours, 2.5 hours.
Oh, I saw the throw.
I thought she was mad at me about the hot dog thing. Thank God. All right, cool.
No, she's mad at me.
Oh, phew.
All over this. So you saw the argument?
I just saw the throw, and I went, oh, dude, she's getting a t-shirt. That'd be cool if I got one.
Uh-huh.
And then that's all I was paying attention.
You would have just taken any size. You'd just been happy to
any
get one.
Any size, I'd love it.
Charlie, what do you need, a medium, or are you up to large now that you're 190
pounds? I'm sticking with the medium as long as I can.
All right.
I'm down to 188.
Do you give him a medium? Let me see how that looks on
compression
you.
Shirt on this guy.
She goes, it will be too tight on me, a medium. I go, oh, my God, are you... It's just insanity.
Yeah, let's see that bod. Let's take that shirt off.
I don't know where the I don't know where the shirt is. Where are the shirts?
I put it in the fart box for you. I gave it to Matt.
Oh, that's where all of our stuff goes, in the fart box.
I put his shirt in there.
You don't have a place for it, or you put it in the fart box.
I gave it to Flatitude.
You gave me mine.
I gave you an extra one for him.
We had a whole bag of these.
Yeah.
Where are those?
There's only one,
dude. Where's the rest of them?
Look at
I think you threw one. I think you threw one behind me or something.
All my stuff is out in the hall. So,
what did she do with these?
They're all out there. I don't know.
Did Snitzer grab one?
I gave one to Snitz.
I don't
want to
go through your bag.
Oh my God!
It's in a big plastic bag. All these
just use the one that you have with Mattitude, and then I'll get the other one.
It's a medium anyway.
Should probably give them all to Rachel in sales or something.
She's here.
She didn't want to tell me though. She gave it, right? Isn't that, you think that's what she did?
Possibly.
Oh, where are you going?
Make him put it on the air. Make him put it on the air.
What is the deal with Charlie and being shirtless?
This guy. Hey, Dom, can we put your balls all over the internet? Can we put your butcher junk on TV, but I can't take my shirt off on the show?
Why?
What a bitch.
Why is that? Like, what is he?
He's a tubby bitch.
No, but he's got to be. I mean, this goes beyond a level of self-consciousness, I think, doesn't it?
Oh, no. Once you start getting fat, your shirt never comes off. Oh. I mean, that was the fat kid that swam with my shirt on. You just cannot. You don't show off.
No,
those,
but he's always been like. He's been like that for as long as I've known him.
Does he have one of those cereal bowl chests? You ever seen those guys that have like an indented chest that you could eat a bowl of cereal out of? Is he like that? You have a cereal bowl
Charlie,
chest?
What is it?
Suck it in?
Whoa!
Is that you in a medium?
Yeah, I might have to go to a large.
I might pop.
Quit touching.
Busting at the seams, huh?
Anyways, yeah. I'll
go in there and show off that bod.
I'll have a large.
Now, can Flatitude, is he a medium kind of guy, you think?
Yeah, that's my shirt.
Okay.
Not
all right.
More.
All right. So maybe you need a large.
Yeah, right.
Charlie, what is it with you being shirtless?
Right now.
No, but you've always been self-conscious about
that. You guys think I'm skinny. I was never skinny. You guys have it in your head. I don't want to dispel the illusion.
It's been living in a charade.
No,
you're not. No, you're telling me for 5 years you're a fat guy?
Secretly, yes.
You're not.
No.
Underneath, you guys didn't know. You guys didn't know because I would never take my shirt off.
No. Well, you usually have like four shirts on.
Yeah, flannels.
Especially in the winter, he's got literally four shirts on. He layers up.
Right now, it's 90 degrees outside. No, the new Charlie, shirt open all summer.
Uh-huh.
Button down shirt, letting the chest
completely open?
Not completely open. No.
Oh, I thought you meant
open. Nip length. Let the nip. You get a little nip show.
Yeah.
If I kind of bend over or something, but that's it.
But why? I mean, I remember going to the beach with Charlie, and he would refuse he didn't even want to wear a short sleeve shirt at the beach. He wore jeans to the beach one time. It was like 105 degrees in Miami.
Yeah, and we didn't. And we said we're going to go to lunch, and then Rover says, after lunch, do you want to go to the beach? And didn't tell me this is what we're doing. So I ended up on the beach in jeans. I think purposely so you could talk about this moment forever. Because if I knew we were going to the beach, I wouldn't have been wearing
jeans.
No,
I don't believe it. But I don't believe that.
I think he leaves his clothes on so he can't go in the water because he's so afraid of swimming that it's like a way to avoid swimming altogether. If I'm wearing clothes, I can just say I can't get in the water.
He really is. Right? One time we were in Thailand, just two straight guys spending the evening in Bangkok with this insane hotel room that we had. We had a villa, and we had our own private pool. He refused to go in.
Yeah, Robert, the pool wasn't that big. It was like a hot tub-sized pool.
No, that's not true. It's just gonna totally be me not
and
true.
You. It was going to be me and you floating around the this little pool.
In
this
no private, chicks?
No chicks. Just me and Rover floating around in this pool in a, in a secluded jungle.
No. Hold on. Hold on. So the pool, it's not a full-size, you know, because it's a private for your little villa. If you cut the studio in half, that's how big the pool was. Decent size, right?
Yeah.
And it had an infinity edge. And beyond that, all you see is below you the jungle and the ocean.
Oh, that's awesome.
A 180 degree view of the ocean. You're right next to the ocean. So you're in your pool. It's 90 degrees out in Thailand, looking out over the ocean. He refused to get in. I don't know. And it
you
wasn't even deep. It was
skinny dipping.
It was only like 5 feet deep. You couldn't even. There was no deep end. You could stand up
everywhere. You could drink a little bit.
Sure. Yeah.
It was too intimate for you, Charlie.
It was just close quarters, man, in the jungle with your boss, shirtless, floating around, saying, "Come on in. The water's nice." And I was chilling. I was chilling outside.
Now, also in Thailand, when we got off that boat. So we went to this full moon party, which is this beach that they have. Now, it started on a particular beach, but now they have them kind of all over the region. But the original one is on an island, Koh Phangan, I think is how you pronounce that. And we went to this full moon party, and it was great. It was crazy. What would you say? 20,000 people on the beach? 30,000 people on the beach?
Oh, yeah. It was huge. And no rules.
Just
no security.
Yeah.
There's no music or anything. It's just whatever's happening.
Well, there was
happening.
Music from all the different
bars doing it. But, like, there's no, like, act that you're there to watch.
Right.
It's just one bar has, we're going to light a bunch of stuff on fire, and you guys can jump this fire rope and maybe go down a fire slide or something. But with no regulations
or
rules.
Now, in order to get there, we took a boat over there, like a little boat, speed boat. And then they come up to the bay in this in whatever bay this is, and you jump off, you get into the ocean, and you're probably, you know, it's probably 4 feet deep at that point, 3 or 4 feet deep. I mean, they pull you in pretty much right. Did that make you nervous getting in the water then? Because you don't like swimming.
No, as long as I can touch, I'm probably okay.
You're okay.
Yeah. All right. I don't want to get swept out or anything. I definitely don't want to be in the ocean where I can't touch ever. Unless I had like a life
that would freak you out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. If I didn't have a life vest or I didn't have like a boogie board I'm holding or whatever, you know, and I'm just actually just swimming in the ocean.
So what if you had a boogie board and it got away from you? Like if you didn't have the little wrist cuff thing or whatever?
And start going. And one time I was at Virginia Beach and I got real drunk. I'm on my boogie board and I'm just like, I'm just kind of sitting on it, not really paying attention. And I start floating out really far out. Really, really, I don't even notice it because I'm drunk.
Mm-hmm.
I turn around to go, I'm going to go back to shore, and I realize the people are ants now at the beach. I can't even see them. I'm like, oh my, that really scared the crap out of me.
So what'd you do? Start doggy paddling in?
Well, I had the boogie board, so yeah. You know, just kick.
Just kick?
Yeah, just kick my way back in, but that was scary.
Yeah,
I was on the jet ski last Friday, and it broke down. I was just floating out there in the lake. That was scary.
Now, how'd you get back in?
Luckily, my other friend
towed you in?
Yeah, towed me in.
Here's a guy that sent me an email with a pertinent question. Mike writes, would you rather look like Ron Jeremy, that's the porn star, nicknamed the Hedgehog? I was reading an article about him because he was just charged with rape. He's in jail right now. And they were like, oh, he's such a hairy, he's a hairy guy. That's how he got the nickname the Hedgehog. No, 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 no. At least I don't think that's how he got that nickname. Have you ever seen a hedgehog?
Yeah, like somebody in somebody's hand as a pet, yeah.
What do they look like?
Prickly.
I guess beady eyes and, yeah, prickly.
What position is the hedgehog in when you're holding?
Stomach up.
And it's kind of in a ball,
yeah,
kind of
curled up, yeah.
And that's what Ron Jeremy is famous for, is that he can ball himself up and
like Sonic
and,
the Hedgehog, and self-suck.
And exactly.
Oh, I didn't even know that. I thought it was because he was hairy. No, I didn't. I thought he was called it because he was hairy.
I don't think so. I would assume it's because, right? Are you guys with me? That's how he got the nickname? Because he balls himself up and can self-service himself. Yeah.
I guess that does make sense. I just thought there's some like story in his past I didn't understand.
Nah, I think it's that. Anyhow, so Mike writes, would you rather look like Ron Jeremy, who's not an attractive guy, look like Ron Jeremy and have a huge hog, or Brad Pitt and have a tiny pecker? Now, that's a good question. I'm going to give you my answer. I would rather look like Brad Pitt and have a tiny pecker day of the week.
Easy answer. I mean, once chicks are rarely going to leave because your penis is small.
No, they'll just laugh about it after the fact.
But you still have sex.
They'll tell all their friends about how tiny you are.
You have an uphill battle looking like Ron Jeremy to ever show your hog.
Yes.
And can't you look better?
Well, unless you are Ron Jeremy and then you're just pulling it out and putting it in people when they don't want it.
Yeah, how did this turn out for him? So, yes, I'm just saying people want to see Brad Pitt. And, Tushy, Brad Pitt's hot, right?
Yeah.
If you pulled his pants down, you're about to have sex with him as he has a thumb.
Pinky yeah. wiener.
I've been with a guy like that
you
before.
You just continue on, right? You don't go...
It wasn't the greatest.
It's not the greatest, but who cares?
Doogie claims that she's been with a guy that's the size of her pinky. I said, that's impossible. Girls like to exaggerate.
Nope.
This small?
Yes, that was fully aroused. Pinky
fully
bag.
Aroused?
Yes.
That thick, too?
Thin.
It can't be as thin as a pinky. There's no
yes.
way. No.
It would break off.
Huh?
No. A pencil?
No. Yes. Very.
So you're telling me he was essentially the size of when you go golfing and they give you that little miniature pencil to keep score? Sure. That was the size of his penis?
That's thinner than your finger.
I know, but still.
Yes. Wow.
Did you not do? By much.
All right. So I would choose.
Yeah.
I would choose Brad Pitt and the tiny pecker. Also, for. The other reason is, forget even sexually. If you are a good-looking person, a very good-looking person, your life is so much easier than everyone else's. You have it made if you're a super good-looking person.
You're right.
So forget about having sex. You're going to have sex because you're so good-looking, but you're just going to be able to make it in life because people will do what you want. They'll give you things. They'll suck up to you. They'll be really nice to you. Why? Because you're super good looking. Now, Dieter, what would you choose?
That's easy.
Look like Ron Jeremy and huge hog or Brad Pitt with tiny pecker?
Brad Pitt.
You would choose.
He'd get all the girls at the bar. You think Ron Jeremy would get laid if he wasn't in porn?
No.
That's why he got into porn. He's like, I can't get laid. I got this huge dong.
Mm-hmm.
And then he gets girls. Otherwise, he's in a bar, unless he pulls out like a penis trick, no girl's going home with him. And even if he does pull out that huge hog, most girls are going to be afraid and be like, oh, I don't know if I can take that. He might hurt me. Mm-hmm. He's not going to get laid that much.
All right, so you take the Brad Pitt look. Flatitude, what do you pick?
Brad Pitt. All because right. even if you got the small wiener, there's a lot of stuff you can do to compensate for that. Maybe you could get a toy if you're messing around with a girl. You could get a strap-on type thing.
Take a strap-on?
No, you could get one to use on the chick.
Get one to you.
Yeah, he said he would get take one a strap-on. To use, so backdoor action.
Use on
the girl.
Yeah, you just want to get
for
pounded.
For heterosexual. Yeah. God damn it. You get what I'm saying.
Dom, what would you choose? Would you choose to look like Ron Jeremy with a huge hog or... Brad Pitt with a itty bitty tiny wiener.
Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I know just from being a big fat ass,
and then having lost weight, people treat you totally differently. Not that I'm like some stunner now, but I look a lot better than
so
I did
when
that I was
you,
massive.
You're treated better just by, in general society, if you go, for instance, to a restaurant and the way the waiter treats you or something, you think is better now?
Yeah, people are just more pleasant to you right off the bat.
Really?
I don't know what it is about it. They just, it's almost, they just kind of look down on you for being such a big fat ass.
Really?
They look at you like you're a lazy person. Yeah, they really do. I mean, not everybody, but you can just tell when they don't like you just because you're fat. You can just tell right off the bat. And I mean, B1 has said, I said, we looked at a picture of me when I was fat. I said, would you have even given me the time of day? And she said, no, I wouldn't even have talked to you.
Even on the show.
Yeah, she said no. You just were so big. I wouldn't have been attracted to you like that. So, and at least I appreciated her honesty because I looked like garbage. So I can understand. I don't know why anybody would want to be ugly and have a big Johnson because you're just going to be playing with it by yourself.
Right. My wife saw Brad Pitt one time.
Yeah.
She was in Italy and he was shooting Ocean's 13, I think. And she's walking down this like back alley to go into a bar and he was coming out this apartment from the back so nobody would see him because everybody's trying to hound and find Brad Pitt. So she just sees him, comes out. She just stops. She's completely frozen. She said I would have banged him right there.
Really?
Yeah. She was that good looking a person. She's like, I'd have changed my panties. She would have just banged him.
Right there.
Yes.
At the drop of the hat.
No, I think he's
surrounded by 20 hot women, probably.
No, he was sneaking out. I think he was with the girl from that movie. I think Catherine Zeta-Jones. I think she was with him, and then just a driver, and they were just trying to sneak into a car, and she just saw him for a second, and she couldn't believe it. Didn't even know him, would have banged him right there in the alley.
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Is that her name?
Zeta or Zeta?
Oh, is it Zeta?
I don't know.
I think it's Zeta.
Is it
Thank
Zeta?
You. I go by Manitou. That's whatever he tells me.
That's what I've always heard.
Really?
Catherine Zeta-Jones, Catherine Zeta.
Snitz, movie
Isn't
guy.
Zeta? Wouldn't that be like the proper pronunciation?
Yeah, I thought it was Zeta.
Yeah.
I would think so. Screwed up.
Zeta?
You don't say
Zeta.
Beta.
Yeah, beta tested.
What's beta?
Beta. It's the same word.
Totally different words. Just cause that's dumb. That's the worst analogy I've ever heard.
What about beats, Snitz? You say beats, not bets.
Now that's a totally different word.
Huh?
That's stupid.
There is someone that has been reportedly been arrested.
Uh-oh.
Breaking news.
Uh-oh,
you may be interested in this.
Yep. Jeffrey?
Well, he wasn't here today. He was a no-call, no-show
today.
Yeah,
so is he out there arrested somewhere?
Well, you'll have to find out. If you're listening to us on a station that only carries the show until 10 a.m. Eastern, you can continue listening or watching live at roverradio.com or with the Rover Radio app, absolutely free. Now, this weekend, the 4th of July weekend, with the Rover Radio app, you can listen to WJLR BM Radio. The BM stands for bowel movement. We had to explain that to Flatitude today. It's like FM, but BM. You kind of get it. So that's a radio station that is all Jeffrey parody songs all day, 24 hours a day. Hundreds and hundreds of parody songs have been made about Jeffrey. It's normally for RMG Plus subscribers only, but this weekend it is absolutely free. So if you're out, you're barbecuing, you're partying, you're hanging at home with family, with friends, driving around, whatever you're doing this 4th of July weekend, celebrating, lighting off your own bombs, you can listen to Jeffrey drop bombs, all of his huge farts, in the parody songs on WJLRBM. It's free all this 4th of July weekend. And, Dumb, if you would be so kind with your svelte, as Jeffrey calls it, not svelte, svelte body, would you be so kind to model the WJLRBM retro style limited edition t-shirt? It's almost like we're on QVC here or something. And I could sell this. There you see, it's a it's a blue color that's perfectly suited for summer. It's 100%. actually a heather royal blue is the actual 100% color.
100% ring spun cotton.
It's I don't think it's 100% ring spun cotton. I believe it's 65-35.
Well, that's 65% ring spun.
Something's ring on there. And it has a retro design with WJLRBM with their tagline, all the chart-topping hits.
right on there. You will look right at home this summer in this beautiful lightweight. It's a lightweight t-shirt.
Graceful,
very
flow.
Cool, flowy. Yes, you can participate in any activities, play tennis, baseball, crank one out, yeah. Whatever you're doing. Lift weights, chase old ladies, drive across country, take dumps. Very, very comfortable shirt. You can get that at roverradio.com this weekend and this weekend only. The WJLRBM limited edition t-shirt. For everyone else that gets the full show, we'll be right back with the shizzy, and I'll tell you who has been arrested reportedly. Last I checked, it wasn't confirmed, but these are reports that are flowing into the Rover's Morning Glory newsroom. I'll tell you about that right after this. Hang on.
You can ask your smart device to play Rover's Morning Glory on iHeartRadio. This is MMS.
Jeff in Columbus.
Good morning, Rover.
Steve in Charlotte.
Good morning.
Buffalo. Williams, Pennsylvania. Yeah. Fort Lauderdale.
Louisville. Rover.
West Palm Beach.
San Antonio.
Rochester.
Grand Rapids.
Rover. Rover's Morning Glory.
Whoa, what's happening?
Spreading like a herpes outbreak. Now back to the show.
The shizzy is coming up in just a moment. What do you have on the way, Doogie?
Guess who is reportedly back together? I'll tell you coming up next.
All right, we'll get to that in just a moment. Stan, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Stan.
Yo, Rover.
Yo, what's happening?
Yo, Dieter.
Yo.
Hey, DIY.
Arbe.
Love you guys. Hey, I got a question. Did Natitude ever step on the scale the other day? Because I'm betting 98 pounds soaking wet.
I don't know. Did you get on the scale, Flatitude?
I didn't, but I'm definitely more than 98 pounds.
What do you weigh?
Last time I weighed myself, which was a little while ago, I was at my all-time highest of 165.
Oh, my God.
There's no way he was.
What's your normal weight?
For the longest time, I was in the 150s. I could not get out no matter what. So I had made the comment that I've been trying to like switch my diet up, and I've been like forcing myself to eat more.
Uh-huh.
I feel like I've always eaten a fair amount. My metabolism is just really fast, but I've been trying to eat pretty much just as many carbs as I can a day.
Uh-huh.
And I've been going for 200 grams of protein.
All right.
I've been trying to go to the gym more often.
You and Doogie are made for each other.
Well, I know that the weight, the scale has been an issue. Doogie doesn't want to step on it. Flatitude hasn't been on it. Charlie, I like your style, brother. Get back, be happy. Hey, listen, this coronavirus, it's been all tacos and beer for me.
Yeah, we've all been affected.
Mm-hmm. All right, Stan. Thank you. Flatitude, how tall are you?
6'1". Probably more like 6'1".
Something's not adding up. So you're telling me, so today I got on the scale at home, 178 pounds. I'm 5'11". You're telling me that you are only 10 or 12 pounds lighter than me?
Yeah. I'm telling you, man, I'm not that heavy.
No. I'm saying, you didn't. Not that heavy. What is he? I don't. Huh?
You're saying you guys are closer in weight?
But he goes to the gym. Right. This is muscle.
Oh, it's all muscle? Oh,
yeah.
All right. Yeah. Oh, how did I miss that?
Yeah. Well, these are thick pythons.
Yeah. He's got at least
half
a pound of muscle on his frame, for sure.
Half pound more new. If you eat all day, still don't gain weight. I don't really eat all day long, but you do. You're eating chicken and stuff throughout the entire show. I just have been trying to keep track of it more, and then even the days that I don't go to the gym or days that I don't do the show, I instantly, not fall off, but I don't keep up to those standards that I should.
His brain is about 50% lighter than everyone else's, so saving a little bit of weight that way. Someone sent me a text message. They said, let's see. Chris in Mansfield sent me a text message and says, I want to wish Doogie a happy birthday. It's my birthday on the 3rd as well.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Chris and to Doogie, who is turning the big 5-0 tomorrow. Are you depressed about that?
It's not a good one. I'll be honest with you. It's not an easy one.
She confided in me a couple weeks ago that she's depressed over this. So I don't know why she doesn't just say, yeah, I'm depressed. She said she's never been felt bad about a birthday before until this one, turning 50.
This is one to feel bad about.
Half a century.
Yeah.
That would be crazy. I mean, I'm only a few years away. I'm 44, but...
It'll mess you up.
I remember... I still feel like I'm 22 years old. I don't look like I'm 22, but I still feel like I'm 22. I think partly it has to do with the job.
Yeah,
not
day over 21.
But I remember when I was like 25, like a 50-year-old was old, man. Like that was really old.
Jeez, how old is it? Making her feel like garbage. That's old. That's so old.
I said that's how I felt.
My number when I was like 16 and like say an old guy showed up to the party, he was always 35 in my brain.
And now you're 36.
I'm 35 now, so I am the old guy.
Going to high school parties, are you? You would be the old guy.
He was just talking to a high school girl on
Zoom. Yeah,
Zoom chatting. Yeah.
Are you depressed, Deuce, about the number or your situation in life? Or
no, not my situation in life. Just the age.
Like what? You're gonna die soon? Or I don't understand. Just
things
because...
just go through your mind. You start thinking about it, and
like what? What's going through your mind?
Just it sounds old and. No, it's hard to explain. It's just a mental mind.
So Doogie will go, oh, guys won't want me because they only want young girls. But that's what she's been saying for like the past 10 years. She was like, I mean.
That's plenty of guys that will go out with a 50-year-old girl. They don't give a crap about age.
You got to think, Doogie's been single since she was like 38. And at 38 was using the excuse, I'm too old to hook up with a guy. And now it's, you're not getting any younger, Doogie.
Thanks.
I'm just saying. I mean,
I didn't know that.
Make a move.
Oh. Did you buy anything for her?
No, he didn't even know it was my birthday. No.
What do you mean I didn't know it was your birthday?
Snitz, did you suffer from any of that kind of going through things when you turned 50?
Sure. I mean, 30 was my worst, I think.
Was it?
Yeah, because you weren't in your 20s anymore. But I mean, there's about being 50 is good. You know, AARP. You could join AARP at 50.
Early dinner specials. Snitz,
yeah, 3 o'clock. Stuff. Golden. Buckeye card, whatever it is, but
you've
around
been,
here.
Yeah, dude, you've been living your life like you've been 50 your entire life, like going to sleep at 7 p.m.,
yeah,
eating dinner at 4.
Sure.
Golden
so
Girls.
What's going to change?
Nothing. Nothing's going to change.
I think the Golden Girls were younger.
Mm-hmm.
Were they?
I think they were in their 50s.
I think Sophia was...
No.
When she, no, yeah,
I remember that
right.
Show. They were like 70...
She was actually younger than
75
everybody.
Years old.
The actress...
Oh, that's
Estelle awful. Getty portrayed an older woman in her 80s on the show.
But she wasn't 50.
She was, no, she might have been 50 when she filmed
no.
that.
No, wait. No.
She
no.
was young.
Old, in my mind, I haven't seen that show in decades. Yeah. They're
the
old
actress,
grandmas. B. Arthur?
How old
the
is B.
actress,
Arthur?
That's what Snitz is saying.
Yeah, I know.
Sophia was not in her 60s or 70s when she filmed that show. She was younger.
It screwed me up when I found out that... what's the guy from Full House?
Bob Saget.
What was his name on the show?
Danny.
Danny Tanner is older than me now. Like, that really screwed me up, because Danny Tanner, I'd watch that and it'd be like, oh, there's your dad. And now I'm older than Danny Tanner was in the show. And Homer Simpson. Homer Simpson's like 36. Does that screw you guys up? Hello?
I was doing the math on Estelle Getty.
Yeah, sure.
She was 62 the first season of Golden Girls.
Okay, and how was it long in there? 10 years? So when
she's
was off,
80
she was
in the show.
Yeah. Blanche was 53.
When she...
At the beginning of the show.
She the youngest one?
She was the hot one, the sexy one.
Someone sent me an email and they go, you know, Golden Girls are before my time. Mine too. I mean, I remember
it a little bit as a kid.
But they said, I've heard Doogie talk about it and it came on TV and they go, it was great.
It's a funny
it's
show.
It's dirty, isn't it, for the age, the time?
I think that's how they got away with it, because it was a bunch of little old ladies. They could probably get away with
it. Almost every single time I go to the bathroom, I think of that show. Oh, my God, and it's when the guy turns 50. Stan. Remember, he turns 50 on the show, and somebody's peeing in the toilet and it's too loud, and he says, when a man turns 50, you're supposed to pee on the side of the bowl, not right into the water, because it's too loud and it wakes me up. You gotta keep have respect for a 50-year-old man. So we'll start peeing on the side of the bowl for you.
Dorothy was 55 when the show started. The character was.
Here's someone that sent me a text message. Charlie, you have an Android phone. I want you to test this out. I tried to listen to WJLRBM and the t-shirt commercial plays every 40 seconds, even right in the middle of songs.
All right.
I can't imagine you guys want it like that. Well, no, of course not. But, I mean, I tested this last night, and I just tested it again, and I am not experiencing that.
Where
it plays
do I find
once.
This?
It's right in the app. It's right in the...
Oh, right at the top. Okay. Got a little banner there. All right. Let's try playing it.
Oh, I thought we were recording. We are. Okay. Just let me know when you guys are recording.
Oh, well, we're ready. Okay. All right, I'll start over. Hell with it. Hey, it's Jeffrey LaRocque, and you're listening to WJLR Free 4th of July Weekend. Go to roverradio.com to get the new WJLRBM t-shirt. It's only on sale this weekend, so hurry your ass up.
Hey, caught him, it's the old Jeffrey. Man, that'd be so Jeffrey. That's all it was.
Now let this
Jeffrey.
Play for a little Jeffrey. While.
It did just go right into the song.
Yeah, it does, yeah.
Okay.
Because it just jumps in to the... It's like a pre-roll. It jumps right into the radio station. It's like the iHeartRadio app. So this guy, let me see who he was. Where'd his name go? I don't know. But his phone ends in 421. Send me a text message and tell me where you were listening to that so we can test that out. It seems to be working just fine for us. All right, Doogie, we'll get to our last shizzy of the morning in just a moment. But first, reports are saying that the girlfriend of Jeffrey Epstein, I don't even know how you pronounce her name. Ghislaine, whatever her name is, Ghislaine Maxwell.
Maxwell.
She was arrested this morning in New Hampshire.
For what?
She's the one that was getting all those girls for him.
Almost like a pimp.
Sex trafficking.
Yeah. She's been arrested by the FBI in New Hampshire about 8:30 this morning on charges that she conspired with Jeffrey Epstein to sexually abuse minors. She will appear in federal court later today. It's a 6-count indictment in Manhattan. According to NBC News, it alleges that Maxwell helped Epstein groom girls as young as 14 years old, going back as far as 1994. And in some instances, she was present for and participated in the sexual abuse of minor victims. Now, this will be interesting. Epstein committed suicide, or so they say. This woman comes from a very wealthy family. I'm assuming had access to plenty of Epstein's money as well. So she will mount one hell of a legal defense, of course.
Robert, yes. Do you really think she's going to live to see that?
Well, what do you think is going to happen to her? She's also going to be offed?
She knows everything. She was the number one.
I might believe in the conspiracy theories. If she ends up dead in her jail cell as well, then maybe I will agree with the conspiracy theories.
Who even knows if those are cops that picked her up?
That's true.
People dressed as cops,
yeah,
like the mob.
Do you think it's all a setup? Is it a body double like Epstein had? Did they swap her out with a body double already?
Swap her out, and then she's going to go to this Epstein island, a different island.
Mm-hmm.
Not whatever one he had before, but some sort of secret one where he's currently living.
Mm-hmm. Because they wheeled him out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But that wasn't really him, right? It was a body double or something?
Check the ear shape.
They took him out.
Yeah.
They took him out and just removed him.
Yeah.
What the dead body you saw was just a foreign person that they just paid.
Like a homeless guy who died and
he probably had like cancer or something and he was going to die anyway, so he agreed, kill me in prison, I'll pretend to look like Epstein, and then his family will get a big payday. And that's it. Makes sense, man.
This Maxwell, they pronounce her name weird in that documentary. Do you remember how they pronounced it? It's not Ghislaine or... had a weird pronunciation.
Ghislaine.
Whatever her name is. Now, she has not really been in the news, or she hasn't given any, she hasn't done a whole lot since all this Epstein came out. I think she's released statements saying it's not true, but I haven't seen any interviews with her or anything. She's been laying low.
What did she get out of this relationship? Was she also just as interested in abusing the children?
Got a boatload of money.
I think she must have been.
Because
right?
you just, I didn't
no,
know.
No, she came from a wealthy family.
I didn't realize that she came from a wealthy family.
Yeah.
She was, I just watched, literally last night, just watched this, the Netflix documentary, the first two episodes. The people, the victims were saying that Ghislaine was feeling her up. They were molesting her.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think she was just...
Wasn't her father... I thought her father was like a billionaire or something,
He was
too.
In England, and then he also got in big trouble. I can't remember what he did, but he also was...
Scam or, like, fraud or something, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it runs in her
family. Apple doesn't fall far from the tree, as they say.
Did they pounce on her, or did she turn herself in?
No
did
way.
She know
I,
that no, they I, were coming?
I don't think so.
Was it a raid? 8:30 is not
I feel like the
normal.
Way it was presented, that she was just as much as the mastermind as Epstein. She was just as much, it was her kink as much as it was his, in my opinion. Just now, on the little bit that I've seen, I could be wrong, but in my opinion, it seems like that was the case.
What do you think her defense will be? Do you think she'll say, I was a victim, he was beating me, he was...
Everybody says how controlling he is. I mean, that was the whole documentary. Even men who were, like this Wexman guy from L Brands, who said that he basically was completely brainwashed by Epstein and had to come out and say, this is the most embarrassing thing I've ever been a part of. And there are allegations that Epstein and that guy might have been sleeping together.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, there's so many layers to this thing that the conspiracies, they start to, you think they're real.
So you
point.
Think.
I'm starting to become woke, I
because,
think.
Because, well, how does he get, where did he get his money from?
That,
they never really go into it. They kind of hint towards, and nobody seems to be completely sure. I think the way he gets his money is he had a little bit from some sort of stock stuff, whatever he was doing, whatever he was doing, mutual funds, whatever that was.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not enough to be where he's at now with his money. So I think what he was doing, and they should talk about it, his island and every house he had completely wired with cameras. He'd have these sex parties with big wigs, big people would come over.
Bill like Clinton.
Prince of wherever, Prince of England or whatever that guy's name was. What's
the Prince of England?
Yeah. Prince Andrew.
He's a Prince of England, right?
Yeah, he's a prince, but I don't think you're the Prince of England. Aren't
he
they
is a
like
prince.
The Prince of
a
something?
Prince of York.
No, he's a Duke. You're a Duke of York, a Lord of York. But no, he's a Prince of England.
Uh-huh.
He comes over. He starts filming this the prince having sex with
and
kids.
Blackmails him?
Yes, that's where he gets his money.
He's doing it to all of them, and it just creates this giant snowball.
I don't know if
of,
that's true, because why would that prince guy continued hanging out with Epstein even after he was arrested?
Freaky, horny people that are pedophiles,
but
and they realize they got a crew.
I think that Epstein made quite a bit of money on Wall Street.
Oh, I'm not saying
prior
he didn't make,
to,
like, it wasn't small potatoes.
And he probably ripped off people like that guy, the L Brands guy.
But he did, that guy, he got power of attorney from that guy to take over that guy's, essentially, his fortune. And he sold off, I think it was $19 billion worth of shares or something like that. It was just an outrageous amount of money.
So, Charlie, what do you think is going to happen with Ghislaine Maxwell?
She will be dead within 2 months.
Yep.
You think so?
Every single person involved in this from the beginning is gone. Is anybody
except
now,
the Clintons?
Now, okay, so who is... the Clintons are behind it, you believe?
They're involved in it. Bill's been on the island.
How many times was that guy on that plane?
Bill Clinton?
Yeah. The Lolita Express.
20 times, I think.
Yeah, 26 times. You know what's... Hey, you're only on a couple times, you might not have any idea of what's going on. But 26 times, you know what's going on. In the documentary, they showed the plane landing and all these young girls just getting off. And it said all the flight crew knew what was going on. All the, the air traffic controllers. Everybody from where it took off to
where it
landed.
Why didn't anyone speak up then?
Because they're afraid of being offed by Epstein.
Yes.
That's what, or sued by him, because the guy, that's why the magnitude of this thing is almost unimaginable, because he has so much money, everyone's been paid off.
Yeah, the deal. Let's
or,
not
or bribed or extorted.
I like the guy. There was one guy in this documentary. He was like an electrician or a pool guy. IT guy. He's like, yeah, it was an IT guy who was working there. And then, you know, the pool guy came up to me and he's like, what are you doing here? Why are you working here for this guy?
Don't you have
and, dog, and then he, and then he heard that and he quit. I thought, well, the pool guy's working there. How could he? I mean, it
was the daughter question because that I know exactly what you're talking about. The IT guy and the pool guy were talking. The pool guy said, "Don't you have two daughters?" And the IT guy's, "Yeah, I have like 17 and 15." And then the pool guy was like, "How are you working here if you have daughters? Would you let your daughters come here?" And the guy said, "I wouldn't let my the guy who said I quit the next day because I realized I wouldn't let my daughters within 5 miles of Jeffrey Epstein."
So what was the pool guy doing working there if he's so judgmental?
Maybe he's into little girls. Yeah, that's the whole kids. Point.
Yeah,
that's the whole point. There's so many layers of these deals, these societies within societies.
The deal he made when they're about to arrest him, the local West Palm Beach County people were about to get on him, and then they just get a phone call basically saying, no, we're not going to charge him. And then this deal that's unheard of, backroom deal was signed where he gets to go to jail and leave for 12 hours a day every day.
And everyone involved gets immunity. Even named and unnamed co-conspirators have immunity moving forward from that case. That's just...
Watch it.
It's
open
nuts.
Your eyes.
I watched it again.
I had my head in the sand, man.
So you... okay, so you think she's going to end up dead.
Yes.
So what if she doesn't? Does that mean all the conspiracy stuff is BS?
Then he set it all up to make her be the patsy in the end, and that's the final end of it. That'll be it. She'll be the patsy, and it'll all be done.
He's still playing his games from beyond the grave.
Oh, he's still alive.
No, I thought he was on an island.
He's alive. Charlie. Those pictures are clearly not dead.
Okay.
That's not him. Come on. Look at those pictures.
You're not...
Look at the nose.
Dumb.
Look at the ears.
Dumb. You're not being serious.
How do you dispute it? Look how different they look.
Dumb.
They're totally
so
different
people. So the coroner got it wrong. They do autoptsies on them.
I'm telling you,
fingerprint you and do various things.
I don't know. Maybe the coroner has some skeletons in his closet.
His ear wrinkles are very different.
That's what they do. They look for even the police that were investigating him. Epstein hired private investigators to start investigating the police to find things that the police had in their past, their dirt.
Okay.
The private investigators were going through the police station's trash.
So you believe that body they wheeled out of the jail was not him?
I mean,
this is crazy. You might as well run for a Republican Party. Run for Congress as a Republican.
I agree with them.
You're QAnon conspiracies.
I can see that from the beginning. That wasn't the same body.
It's not.
The ears are completely different. You can't alter the ears.
And Trump was on that plane, too. He's still playing the game.
And Clinton, remember Bill Clinton?
He
was dirty. Yeah, he was dirty in that.
I know.
Well, I guess we'll find out. We'll see. Doogie, on this WJLRBM radio free 4th of July weekend, where you can listen to Jeffrey's parody song station all weekend long, you have the shizzy. Are you ready for the news?
Yes.
Here we go.
Hit a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
I just want you to know that the president now says masks are good.
Oh.
I'm just going to leave you with that.
All right. Masks are good.
Are good.
I won't wear one, but masks are good.
But, you know, masks are good. And then here is something about a patient in France suffered a 4-hour erection due to a blood clot that may have been triggered by coronavirus. The 62-year-old man experienced the painful condition. And he was in intensive care unit, and the doctors initially applied an ice pack to the area, but after 4 hours, his erection still hadn't disappeared. Mm. So they had to use a needle. They instead decided to drain the blood from his penis and discovered that it was full of blood clots. Doctors said that blood clots are common among coronavirus patients, but his case was the first known priapism, which is caused by blood trapped in the unit.
So Jeffrey needs to get the coronavirus to get a 4-hour erection so he can get laid.
I'm sure it's just a matter of time before that guy gets it. I mean, he's out there
everywhere. If anybody's going to get it, him or Flatitude, 50-50, either one.
Customers were pretty upset after Taco Bell's website and app crashed this week. The company was offering free Chalupa Craving Box through their app, The promotion caused a large number of people to seek out the site as well as the app, and they said that there was higher than normal traffic. That's what caused all of it to crash.
So, I haven't been to Taco. I've been eating pretty well since this whole pandemic thing hit.
Yeah, smash some bell, man.
Taco Bell is so good, isn't it? I haven't had it in so long.
Last weekend, the weekend before.
Treat yourself today, yeah, Rover. It's the weekend.
So damn good.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
So you force me to eat these hot dogs. You think it's going to be no gas? What do you think? You're perfect?
You're paying for it now.
Yeah, you want it? You got it. Did you hear that douchey talk right over it? I heard it.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
What do you think? Oh, here. Eat 8 hot dogs, but don't have any gas.
Oh, my
you
God.
Sick freak.
God, go on, dude.
Victory doesn't
please
come with no price.
Wow.
Oh, God, that made me. I was like, I gagged.
Oh.
So gross.
What kind of hot dogs were those? Pork?
The cheapest ones I could find where I could get a 40-pack.
Oh.
Pressure make diamonds. You'll be all right.
In the wake of Carl Reiner's death, CBS will pay tribute to the comedy icon with an hour-long colorized Dick Van Dyke special. It's going to air tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Eastern, and it's going to be called The Dick Van Dyke Show, Now in Living Color, a special tribute to Carl Reiner. It's going to feature 2 episodes of the classic sitcom in which Reiner appears.
Just play Ocean's 11. That's on every weekend on AMC. Just watch it.
That is on.
That's a great
that
movie.
That one and Lethal Weapon seems to be on
Lethal Weapon,
all the time.
Yeah, there's a series going on with that. 1, 2, 3, and 4 they're playing.
Yeah, absolutely. Jason Momoa. Not sure if you're going to like this, but he has been cast as Frosty the Snowman in a live-action Frosty the Snowman movie.
Are you kidding?
Swear to
Remember,
God.
This is like when The Rock did The Tooth Fairy. I never looked at him the same after that.
It's a
that,
great movie.
And I love The Rock, but once you do that...
Why do they all try to do that?
I think it's for the studio. It's a boatload
Arnold
of money.
Arnold did it.
No, but Arnold
Stallone
pulled it
did
off
it
with Kindergarten Cop. He was the one guy. That was great. That's a great movie. What'd Stallone do? Throw Mama from the Train or Oscar?
I thought he had another one. Didn't he have like a more kids one?
Stop or My Mom Will Shoot.
Yeah, that's what I said.
You said Throw Mama from the Train.
Oh, yeah. I always mix those two up.
You're not going to actually see Jason dressed as a snowman. He's voicing a CGI Frosty, and he probably won't use the same voice he used for Game of
Thrones. So this is different.
Okay,
that's way
this
different.
Isn't Tooth
this
Fairy.
Is a live-action Frosty the Snowman.
Yeah, what a weird choice for... He's so, like, hey, bro. Like, he's a very what's-up-brother kind of guy.
Well, maybe it's... Yeah.
And finally, the story that I had teased is Khloe Kardashian taking Tristan Thompson back. I think this is like the third time. Lots of reports out there that they're back together. He has cheated on her numerous times, and apparently they are back together. So good luck to her on that one. That's the Shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
This 4th of July weekend, celebrate your independence and Jeffrey's incontinence. WJLR-BM. The All JLR parody song radio station is free for everyone all through the holiday weekend. So, even if you're grilling on charcoal, we'll be cooking with gas. Listen for free on the Rover Radio app for your phone or TV. Plus, grab your limited edition WJLR station t-shirt at roverradio.com. Hear Jeffrey's bombs bursting on air. Ba-da-da-da. Free all 4th of July weekend.
Joe, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Joe.
Yo, Rover, how you doing?
Hey, man.
Hey, I just want to say this. I've been listening to you guys just only for a couple of months, but this is the only talk show I ever listened to on the radio.
Well, thank you.
All awesome.
Thank you.
I was listening to the whole Jeffrey Epstein body double part thing, and I'm thinking, you know, I'm not really a conspiracy theorist, but, you know, throughout history, you had Hitler, Stalin, all them crazy guys like that North Korea guy. You know, powerful, evil people. They all have body doubles. Epstein's a powerful, evil person. He could have a body double, too.
Yeah, but
that's
the thing, though. So, Jeffrey Epstein would have had to have his body double. He didn't know he was going to be arrested. He lands on a flight back from Paris or something back in the United States. They raid his plane and they arrest him. He didn't know he was going to be arrested. So did he have his body double on the plane already?
He probably knew.
Additionally,
he always travels with
hold
him.
On. Additionally.
Always travels with
additionally,
them.
When you're arrested by the feds, what do?
Fingerprint
and DNA. But so they've already have his fingerprint and his DNA from his previous arrest.
But it's the body double getting arrested every time.
I just think that power corrupts all the way up. So we can go all the way up to the very top level, I think.
Couldn't you take a 3D printer of somebody's fingerprints and then take it, print them up, and then put them onto that guy's fingers?
I don't think so.
Why?
Have the body double arrested.
I think that's
yes,
a lot of
yes, but when they fingerprint the body double, it has to match the real Epstein fingerprints.
No, because the first time he got arrested, he had the body double's fingerprints being used. So that's what they have
so
on
how
file.
Did he know he was going to get arrested the first time?
It was clear. What are you talking about? The first time he got
arrested?
So they
sent the body double in the first time he got arrested.
It was clear he was going to get arrested. Mm-hmm. They're talking to him. It was in the news before he even got arrested, wasn't it? Wasn't the newspaper doing a story on it? He knew things were heating up.
People,
get the body double in there.
That's ridiculous.
It's not that ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
Or they get people on the inside and just swap the records out.
What is this? This is my body
we
double?
We got you covered, boss man, in case you want to rape any kids and get
away. Oh my God.
In case you want
wow,
to.
I'm not the one shaving little girls' legs.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh.
He's holding up the standee from Roverfest a couple of years ago.
We wheeled
Rover
us out of the hospital after you killed yourself. Nobody's going to know the difference.
I don't even know which one's real.
400-pound piece of garbage.
Well, that's the first guest that Dumb has booked this week, so it's my standee. Angie, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Angie.
Over.
Hey.
So my boyfriend, he's been listening to y'all for like 8 years. We've got the cookbook on our coffee table. He listens to the JLR parodies every day before the gym to get pumped up. He listens to the replay every night to go to sleep. And he really wanted me to order the JLR t-shirt and have it shipped to him. And didn't want to see it beforehand because he wanted to be like a big reveal when he received it.
All right, he wanted to, okay.
I wasn't listening, and I thought he just couldn't wait to see it. So I tuned in just in time to see Dom modeling it earlier.
Yeah.
And I sent him a screenshot, and he's super upset now.
Oh, boy. Did he break up with you? You ruined his whole surprise?
Oh, that's a good girlfriend.
Yeah. Find it or something. Just make it not the same.
I don't know. I'd have to think about it. That's kind of hard to do because they're all sealed up and in a bag. Like when you order, they're all individually sealed already. I don't know. Send me an email. I can't make any guarantees, but I'll see what I can do. Angie, I'd hate for him to, you know, break up with you, kill you, murder you, do something because he's so upset with you. But but let this be a lesson, Angie.
Right?
That you need to pay closer attention to what your boyfriend says. Don't tune him out.
All righty.
Angie, thank you. I appreciate it. Yes, you can get the WJLRBM t-shirt at roverradio.com right now. And it's on sale today. And this weekend only for the 4th of July weekend. We'll be right back. We'll wrap everything up. We'll tell you what is coming up on The Aftermath on RMG Plus right after this. Hang on.
Gilbert Radio Station.
WMMS.
For 15 years, Rover's Morning Glory has dominated morning radio.
The dominant power.
Dominating.
To dominate.
Dominate. All comers.
Here's to another 15.
We aren't going to talk to you for a while because we are taking an unpaid vacation. Compliments of coronavirus. So we're basically furloughed for the next week. So we will be back on whatever the date, I don't recall, whatever that is. We'll be back then. What do you have planned for this period of time, Dieter? Do you have anything besides drinking 100 beers this weekend? What else are you going to do?
That's my main feat, Rover. Going to do that. A couple barbecues I got to go to.
What are these barbecues you keep bringing up? How many people are going to be there?
No, just like my immediate family. My sister always has like a 4th of July barbecue outside, mm-hmm. so we're going to still be safe.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I'm going to try to fix my windshield. Now we have some time off, so I have a crack in the windshield.
So for years, you've had a cracked windshield, and you haven't fixed it.
Yeah. It doesn't bother me. And I fixed it before it came right back, so I'm like, maybe now it's summertime, I should get it fixed and get one with like a film on it so it doesn't crack again.
Ah. Didn't even think. You can do that, huh?
Yeah, Rover,
you'd think they would have that built in already.
No, Rover, last time I got it fixed through a client, and within 2 weeks it cracked again. I was like, you got to be kidding me.
Well, like another rock hit it?
Yes, because I do a lot of freeway driving, and the windshield is pretty vertical. It's not slanted at all. Like, your car, it's slanted. Mm-hmm. Mine's completely straight up and down. A rock hits it.
Are you sure it's a rock? Is that what happened?
Yes.
You were in the car?
There's about 6 or 7 chips on it from rocks, and that's how it starts.
Already? Oh, yeah. After 2 weeks, you replaced the windshield?
No. First it was one, and then over time, now it total, there's like 7 chips, and there's a bunch of cracks. It starts with a little chip, and then a little bit of a crack, and it goes more and more, so I think I'm going to get that fixed.
Sounds like a design flaw. They should they should tilt that back or something. What do you think of those, the Jeep pickups? What are those things?
The Gladiator?
Yeah, I think those look pretty cool.
I do like those.
Yeah, those look cool.
It's different. I think they're a little bit expensive, but...
Dawn in Barbados, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Dawn.
Hi, good morning, everybody.
Hi, what's
so
happening?
Excited to be on here.
Irie.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you guys?
I'm doing all right. So what's happening?
Okay, I just wanted to call and say I love you guys. You guys are hilarious. I've been listening to you guys probably since March, when the whole COVID-19 started.
Yeah.
And I haven't stopped since, like today. I'm not sure if it comes on live because I do listen to it on my Alexa on WMMS.
Yes.
And today you guys were talking about the hot dog thing, and that was super funny. I was gagging and still laughing at the same time.
Well, if you're listening on WMMS, you are listening live. There's also a 24-hour replay channel. In fact, you can download the Rover Radio app, Dawn. Now, I've never been to Barbados. I've been to a lot of countries. I haven't been to Barbados. Anyone been to Barbados?
Where's that even at? I feel stupid. Is that South America?
No. It's in the Caribbean.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's above South America, slightly. Rihanna is from there.
Oh, okay. That's how I know it.
Yeah. Do all the women look like her?
I look like her.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the woman in Barbados is pretty hot.
Oh, that's hot.
Right, we're coming to Barbados as soon as this COVID thing is over. We'll be there. If you look like her, we're definitely there. Now, what do you do in Barbados? What kind of job do you have?
I'm an online trader, so I work. I'm self-employed, and I work online.
All right. And I'm guessing most of the economy there is based on tourism, or am I...
Yes, it's based on tourism. Yeah. So right now we have no COVID cases, but I'm sure as soon as the countries open up their borders, which is probably in the next week or so, then the cases will probably be elevated. So
now, are people losing a ton of money there in Barbados because their hotels and their you know, all their touristy stuff, people aren't coming?
Well, since our economy is based on tourism, yes, the country is, I would say, of course, they're probably losing some money. So that is why our prime minister had opened up the country to people, you know, from overseas to come in. And
I guess if there's a silver lining for Barbados, it's that this is their slow season. You know, who goes there during the... During the summer,
at least
from North America.
No, everybody does, because we have like a huge big carnival. Well, our carnival now is canceled, called Crop Over, and it's canceled now. So, but Barbados, the tourism, the season is pretty hot here, because, I mean, we Bajans like to party.
All right. Well, we like to party, too. You guys down for a trip to Barbados?
Oh, yeah.
All right, when things open back up, I'll see what we can do. Maybe we'll swing down there.
I will hold you to that, Rover.
All right.
Oh, we'll be there.
Dawn, I appreciate it.
Big up yourself.
That's right. Thank
Booyaka.
You.
Booyaka. Booyaka. Booyaka.
Booyaka. What do you have planned, Charlie?
Well, I was supposed to go to a 4th of July party, and that got canceled because of coronavirus. And then those same people that canceled their party decided I should have one at my house. So now I'm gonna have a small get-together at my house.
That sounds smart. Why did they cancel their party, then?
Because they didn't want to be known as the Supercell house.
Ah. And they want... So you don't mind being the Supercell house?
I thought it was weird that they said, we can't do it here. And I'm like, okay. And then they said, but we could do it at your house.
Just means you have a nice house.
And do it outside. House is
nice. Oh, we are doing it outside. Yeah. And that's going to keep it, I'm going to keep it to like, I don't know, 15 people max outside.
Sounds, what could go wrong, right?
Oh, it's going to be fun.
All right.
What are you going to do?
Nothing.
All right.
I mean, there's really.
That doesn't sound fun at all.
I know. Just going to relax.
You guys, you're all welcome, 4th of July.
Oh, wait, right. I'm out. You're inviting them.
Oh, okay. If anybody wants to. In that room.
Let's see here. Oh, WJLRBM is free this weekend for the 4th of July weekend. It's normally for RMG Plus subscribers, but download the Rover Radio app right now and you can listen all weekend long. I think you'll really enjoy the huge selection of parody songs that are available on WJLRBM, playing continuously. I think you'll really like it. And the WJLRBM t-shirt is available at roverradio.com. It's a retro style t-shirt. Dieter has his on.
It's awesome, man. I can't believe how soft this thing is.
It's a bluish color, but it's not, it's like, I like these heathered t-shirts, you know, where it's not like a totally solid color, but perfect for summer.
Yeah.
And you can pick up that limited edition retro style t-shirt at roverradio.com right now. And that is also only available this weekend as well. Doogie, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Charlie, what do you have coming up on the aftermath on RMG Plus?
Well, we got to talk about the hot dog eating contest. Yeah. Was Dieter actually the winner, or was Dom? Or was Dieter disqualified?
What? Is there even a dispute? Major, about this?
I think so. Every time there's got to be.
Well, no, because when Dieter was yelling at Dom to stop eating, Dieter's mouth was still full, hot dog outside of the mouth, almost a full dog, hanging on his lip.
Right.
And he slurped that back up. Do we count that dog?
Well, then Dom threw up everything in his mouth.
But Mattitude didn't.
Right, he only had three hot dogs, though, so I guess he's the winner.
Five dogs, so who is the winner?
Five dogs. Did Mattitude win?
Yes.
Possibly. We'll talk about it. And we'll talk about Doogie being sad because she's turning 50.
Very
what?
Depressed.
You're down in the dumps today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she is.
No, you really are. You're really down today. I don't know what's going on.
She called like a helpline or something? Seriously.
Yeah, I'm really wondering. I've never seen you this depressed.
Never.
What's going on? Nothing. Is it just a birthday or is it the t-shirt comment?
No.
Yeah, Rover gets to wear.
Way to go.
Was she like
it's
this?
All my fault.
Was she like this before the t-shirt comment?
Yes.
Yes, remember coming up the stairs, the whole stair fiasco
today?
Maybe
that's what she's mad
winded,
about.
Yeah.
What? What's wrong?
Winded.
Nothing.
Obviously, there's something wrong here.
No, we're gonna
Are you pregnant?
Run out of town.
Is that what it is?
Can you still get pregnant at that age?
All right.
Oh,
that wow.
Too soon, Rover.
Oh, jeez. All right.
Twist that knife.
So, the aftermath starts in just a few minutes on RMG+. If you don't subscribe to RMG+, go to roverradio.com and sign up, and then you can watch or listen live as they continue there on the website or with the Rover Radio app on your phone, tablet, or TV. And we will talk to you eventually. Have a great day. Have a great 4th of July weekend. Have a great whatever time away from us, unpaid vacation away from us, just like we're having an unpaid vacation, and we'll talk to you soon. It's Rover's Morning Glory. Bye. Bye.